funk.
Tethered funk, we gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tethered funk, sucker. Tethered funk, we gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tethered funk, the sucker. Tethered funk, we gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tethered funk, sucker. Tethered funk, we gonna tether.
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have looked forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
And our shop, which is actorsbreakdown.com/shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Well, look at you. All right, everybody. I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Gary Hammer.
Support Brian the Hammer Jackson, and so should you.
Wow. That was one of the first times I ran that theme, and that's how it sounded. It was a listener of mine come on the show, left the show, loved me. He says, you know what, I want to do something special. And he wrote that theme. And every time I hear it, my former co-anchor, Diane Mears Dillon, her voice is there, God rest her soul. It always makes her alive that she's still in the studio. Love to hear her voice. Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon and good evening. We are live. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. It is 9:34 a.m., 12/2/22. Wow, how many twos are in there? 12/2/22. I'm surprised nobody, no conspiracy theorist has linked that. Oh, look at all the twos. They equal 2, 4, 6, 8. Conspiracy theory. All those twos equal 8. You know why there's no 7? Because 7, 8, 8. Well, the joke was, what happened to 6 was 7, 8. Sense, something like that. He put it together, I jumbled it. Well, why did nobody invite 7 to the parties? Because 7, 8, whatever. Okay. Hey. Back in the day, we used to say, and I used to say this all the time, I said, you know, if you went to sleep last night, the world you knew does not exist because things are changing so fast. New things are popping up. New rules are popping up. Elections, midterms, new rules are coming in place in January, blah, 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 blah. Things are changing so fast. 14 Republicans are voting for free love and marriage and stuff. You got Warnock. He's a reverend. I think he's a reverend or pastor. I think he's Pastor Warnock, who's running against Herschel Walker. He's a reverend, but yet he's for pro-life. Some people say pro-abortion. It's like, whoa. Things are not what they say. So now we got a black dude who people are calling a neo-Nazi. Who's friends, by the way, with the white supremacists. So you got a black dude who's a neo-Nazi who loves Hitler, who drives and picks up his good friend, who's a white supremacist. Then they drive to a former president's house for a little dinner. Nobody, when they went to sleep last night, they're not thinking a black dude is going over a white supremacist house and they're doing a road trip to a former president to Mar-a-Lago. I looked at the Proud Boys thing, and they got that son of a bitch who was a leader of the Proud Boys, white supremacists, and they're this extremist group, blah, 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 blah. Hey, I'm talking like Alex Jones. And it's a trivia. Yeah, okay, Proud Boys, they're a racist, extremist group. All right, what do they got? Well, you have to talk to their leader, Enrique. What? A white supremacist group leader of the Proud Boys, his name is what? Enrique. That doesn't sound like a white supremacist name. And when you see him, it doesn't look like a white supremacist. What happened? You know what? Can the white supremacist group, can they get into the affirmative action program and then there's maybe they're diversifying? Could it be that they're letting us into the group? I mean, maybe they're diversifying. Yeah. Why not? Think about that for a minute. The news is calling these left, the left news is calling these people white supremacists and racists and extremists. And they got names like Enrique. They got names like, what is his name? The white supremacist guy. Oh, Fuentes. Well, these are the names of the white supremacists. Enrique, here. Really? Roll call for white supremacists. Kanye? Yo. Sure have changed. Sure have changed. Fuentes? See? Really? Wow. I wonder if they have a good health plan because that shit has changed. Next thing you know, next time a black man gets killed, we're going to see a bunch of Ku Klux Klan people walking down the street in their robes and everything and burning crosses and protesting police brutality of killing of a black man. It's coming, folks. It's coming. Because people have lost their damn minds. I don't care what you say. I'm tired of everybody blaming it on the pandemic, but it's true. Something happened to the human race by being locked down for 2 fucking years. You cannot tell me that there is no damage to our children. You cannot tell me there are no damage to our children. Just the way the mind works and how it has to change and that you can't be a sociable person. You have to fear everything. You fear of a hug. Letting out the most dangerous prisoners in jail. You cannot tell because you're afraid that it's going to be, oh, my God, somebody's going to bring in the virus. Look what's happening in China right now. I said this before, somebody's going to rip me off, and I think I got ripped off because I was listening to the nightly news where they said that they're going to examine some of these people who've been locked down for 2 years, examine their brains. I said that about a year ago. I said somebody's going to get smart, and they're going to do a study on the human brain about being locked down for 2 fucking years without some kind of comforting, some kind of shaking hands or touching. And didn't it just happen to the United States? We are fucked up. I mean, when you got Enrique, who's a Proud Boys, white supremacist, you got Kanye West talking about Jews and Hitler, and that guy's black as the night. Even light black people going, damn! Is he out in the neighborhood? Where's the police? 911? This is 911? Yes. We got a black man in our neighborhood, and I don't recognize him. Well, sir, what does he look like? I can't tell, because he's black, and it's a nighttime. Oh, damn. All right, ma'am, we'll get on it right away. You stay in your house, lock your doors, don't come out. We will get on it. Hey, Bob, get the dogs. All right, ma'am, we'll be right away, because we cannot have a black man who's in the dark and you cannot see any features at all. That's criminal behavior, and we must do it. Hey, get the bear gun, and maybe we'll shoot him and put him in the woods, and when he wakes up, he can run to, you know, to Inglewood. Thank you. I don't write this. I don't write this shit. This is natural-born comedy. You want the good part? Pay me. It's good shit. It's original shit. The world, you know, fuck New World Order. Who would ever think, I was saying this to, we were in production, we go back, and this was in the early 2000s, maybe really late 90s. I had a photographer. Her name was Annie. She was an older lady at the time. She was woohoo, you know, off her cuckoo ranch. I had to fire her because I swear to God, you know those crazy, pictures, you know the crazy movies where you go in and there's pictures all over? What, I kid you not. She goes, honey, she always called me honey. I go, yes, baby. She goes, you ever come to my house? You ever see my lair? I go, lair. And she goes, my house. I should have listened to the word lair. But see, now I get confused with the word lair and putting it into my Pornhub dictionary. Lair. And then even Pornhub said, it's not what you think. Okay. So I go. There was pictures of me all over the wall when we were on, and I understand there is because, you know, when you do pre-production, you're taking pictures, you know, you're taking promotional pictures, you know, production pictures and everything, but there are pictures of me and cutting out other folks. I'm going, she goes, honey, you like? I'm going, uh-oh. Oh. Because I see movies like this. I'm going, but I never seen one that starred Denzel Washington. Did you see the white dude? I slowly backed away going, yeah, it is so nice. She goes, honey, let me get my camera. I go, go get your camera. I ran like the Flintstones out the back door, got in the car. I don't think I started the car. I think I just lifted the car up and it just ran down the street just like Fred. I didn't have time to start the car up. Lair. Wow. Title of our show. Headline, outrage intensifies. Outrage intensifies after Kanye, what the fuck, West, with his anti-Semitic interview. Kanye West praises Hitler and calls himself a Nazi during a shocking interview with Alex Jones. Now, if you see the little sound bites of the interview, Kanye West is in a hood. Not a white hood. This means a lot. People are not thinking. You got to use your head. You got to think out of the box. I think out of the box sometimes after oral sex. Hey, you know, that was good. But when I'm in the box, I go to work. When the good jokes pay me. Tastes like chicken. Louisiana spicy. What I'm saying to you is, why would you know, why would you put a black hood on? Not a white hood. You got to get your head, you know what I'm saying? You got to think out of the box. Did that on purpose. Why? And you can ask yourself that question. Why wouldn't he put on a white hood? But he put on a black hood. And he started talking. Everybody knew it was him. Even he knew it was him. Why did you have to put on a hood, motherfucker? Hello, this is Blog Talk Police. Can I help you? I think I know who did that. The man, the black man who was outside my house in the dark. Well, sir, you said that he was so black that you couldn't describe his features. But I know him. I just saw the Alex Jones interview, and he was wearing a hood. How can you identify him if he's wearing a hood? Because the hood is just as black as he is, and it's still fatso. Chances are we're 50-50 on this. I think it's him. And besides, he was walking, yes, wait for it, Mr. Police Officer. Okay, sir. A German Shepherd. Oh, that Nazi bastard. All right, sir, stay in your house, and we'll be right over. Thank you. Thank you. So we're going to listen to that, and we're going to see what's going on there. And then you got the danger. What did I have? NBC's Ben Collins and the ADL's Jonathan Greenblatt lay out the real dangers of this type of... Nah, who cares? We're not... Who cares about them? Nope, I'm not going to do it. Here's what I want to have. Then we're going to talk about Antonio Brown. Remember when I said the world... When you went to sleep, when my little Laverne went to sleep, Laverne goes to sleep. You just see, she's like a little angel, you know what I mean? She's in a fetal position. You just want to rock her and go, oh, go to sleep. You know, and she's grown up now, but I'm sure that her sleepy time song was Mama's Little Baby Loves Shortening, Mama's Little Baby Loves Shortening Bread. Puts her right to sleep. Mama's Little Baby Loves Shortening, Mama's Little Baby Loves Shortening Bread. She loves it. Quick call the doctor. The doctor said, better feed them baby some shortening bread. Mama's little baby loves shortening. Mama's little baby loves shortening bread. She purrs like a kitten. She's out at the night. She doesn't wake up until 6 in the morning. I know this due to hidden cameras in the house. That illegal if you don't see them. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So when we come back, we're going to look at this. And the thing about it is, so now Antonio Brown, if you remember A.B., if you're not a football player or whatever, A.B. was the wide receiver who was a little cuckoo that was working at Tampa Bay Buccaneers, stayed at Tom Brady's house and did some shit with the football thing, was traded to the Raiders, and then he left them. He took off his jersey, ran around half naked. Just when we got used to him not being in the news. Apparently, Antonio Brown threw a shoe at a lady's ponytail. Apparently, the ponytail complained and filed some charges. And now there's an arrest out there for him. The ponytail's not having that shit. Ponytail not having no violence. Ponytail's not having it. Ponytail... Hello, this is the Blog Talk Police Department. Hi, I'm Antonio Brown's ex-girlfriend's ponytail. I'd like to report an assault. Yes, ma'am. See it like this. He was talking some shit, and she was talking some shit, and then she turned around. I had nothing. I wasn't saying shit. And then she turned around. And he picked up a shoe. I saw this because when she turned around, because now I could see his ass, his black ass. I saw his black ass pick up a shoe and threw that shoe. Now, luckily, she heard some shit like she's a Matrix, and she turned around and whipped my ass, and the shoe barely missed me. So I'm calling to have you get him, arrest him for murder. Could have hit me. Could have hit me. All right, Mr. Ponytail, it's Mrs. Motherfucker. Sorry, Mrs. Ponytail. We'll send a car right over. Thank you. So we're going to look at that, too, when we come back. Laverne, you know, I promised my little Laverne Vernie. I'm only the one to call her Laverne Vernie. She hates it when people call her Laverne Vernie, but I'm the only one that has enough guts to call her Laverne Vernie. And I promised her that I would play a song for her. And I'm going to keep my promise. I know one of her favorite songs. Oh, not there. Nope, that's not it. Nope, that's not it. That's not it. That's not it. I will find one of her favorite songs, and I will play it for you. Yes, I will. I want to thank you guys for supporting the show. I'm Brian the Hammer Jackson. I just looked at the ratings. The ratings are fantastic. I mean, they're really up. I'm not even lying. You know, I come on and I'm thinking I haven't been on the air for a couple of days, and you guys abandoned me. And, you know, even though you guys, you know, you have my, you know, you follow me, you guys haven't abandoned me at all. You listen and some of you are listening to old shows, you know, it's just, you know, it makes your heart cool, you know? It's like, wow. I did that. I looked at it and I'm going, wow. Wow. You know? Who would have thought? It was really nice. Thank you guys for doing that. Thank you guys for doing that. And we got a great show today. We really do. I'm trying to stall because I'm trying to find my Laverne Verney song. I might be playing some old classics. These are some old classics that we had fun with on the show throughout the years. You know, me and Melissa has fun. We are so inappropriate. Yes, she is inappropriate, too. She has fun, too. It was fun. And Laverne laughs, but she doesn't mean to laugh because she feels ashamed of herself when she does, but she just has to because she has a good sense of humor. But we'll play some classics of the show if you haven't seen it. Here's one. Here's one. And we'll be right back. I'll get to Laverne's song. I'm trying to find it. But here's one of the classics of the show. And we'll be right back with the story. Outrage intensifies after Kai anti-Semitic interview. Okay, here we go. You gotta listen carefully, but stay to the end. It'll clear up. Because I think this is a good version.
So I was thumbing through my Bible recently.
Okay, that's one. Let me see this one here. Wait a minute.
So I was thumbing through my Bible recently.
We'll be right back.
As I want to do. And I came across a passage about a guy in the Bible I had never heard of before. And I was intrigued by this. In all my years and years of Bible study, I had never come across this gentleman. And he seemed to me relatively unknown to the public at large. And I thought, this is a guy I could write a song about. Because not only is he kind of unknown, but he was kind of relatable in a way. He really was. He was like an everyman. He was the kind of guy you would hang out with in everyday life. So I wanted to write a song about him. And the best part is that he's related to someone else in the Bible, so you can kind of put him into context a little bit. So we're going to try out this song for you tonight. It goes like this.
Everyone knows Jesus, the guy who healed the lame. Well, I am Jesus' brother. Craig is my name. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the Lamb. Jesus is the Son of God. But Craig don't give a damn. Because when Craig's inside, we'll party all damn night. I don't turn water in. Don't walk on H2O, but I got hydroponic shit that me and Judith grow. I'm fucking Craig. I'm fucking Craig. Yeah, I'm fucking Craig. Craig Christ. Hang out with lepers, Barabbas and Salome. Jesus' friends are called up.
There's so many dropouts, I can't get the context of this song, and I think it's my computer. I like it. I want to hear the full. And so there are some people out there going, what the hell is that? But you got to hear the full song. And so you'll hear it right from, okay, here he is. Let me see. Okay, this is it, I hope.
So, I was thumbing through my Bible recently, as I want to do, and I came across a passage about a guy in the Bible I had never heard of before, and I was intrigued by this. In all my years and years of Bible study, I had never come across this gentleman, and he seemed to me relatively unknown to the public at large. And I thought, this is the guy I could write a song about. Because not only is he kind of unknown, but he was kind of relatable in a way. He really was. He was like an everyman. He was the kind of guy you would hang out with in everyday life. So I wanted to write a song about him. And the best part is that he's related to someone else in the Bible, so you can kind of put him into context a little bit. So we're going to try out this song for you tonight. It goes like this. Everyone knows Jesus, the guy who healed the lame. Well, I am Jesus' brother. Craig is my name. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the Lamb. Jesus is the Son of God. But Craig don't give a damn. Because when Craig's inside, we'll party all damn night. I don't turn water into wine, but into cold Coors Light. I'm not my brother, I know. Don't walk on H2O. But I got hydroponic shit that me and Judith grow. I'm fucking Craig. Yeah, I'm fucking Craig. Yeah, I'm fucking Craig. Craig Christ. Barabbas and Salome. Jesus' friends are called apostles. Those dudes are totally gay. Jesus performed miracles from Galilee to Rome. But it would be a miracle if he brought a fucking lady home. Because while Jesus is praying, fucking Craig is laying. Every lady in the testament, you know what I'm saying. I won't die for your sin, like my famous kid. But if you got a little sister, then there's room in this inn. I'm fucking Craig. Yeah, I'm fucking Craig. Fucking Craig. Craig Christ. Jesus was our mother's fave, all her love to him she gave. But there's no sibling rivalry when he's nailed to that tree. Yeah. And now the question for you is not what would Jesus do, but where will you be when the Craig machine come partying through? And if the Lord would allow, you got to ask yourself how and who and why and when and where is my Messiah now? It's fucking Craig.
All right, I'm setting up the show right now. Hang in there. I'm just saluting some people on the show that made a difference to me being on the show. There's one, Stanley. This is a song I'm going to give to Stanley, and then we'll come back. It'll give me more time to make coffee. Then we'll come back and go with our stories. Outrage anticipates after Kanye anti-Semitic interview. This goes out to my friend, my brother, Stanley, and this is how I feel about him, my little friend.
Dad, why do we have rules?
Well, so people can live together in peace and harmony.
I don't know if we have too many rules or not enough.
Maybe we have too many people.
Then we need more rules.
Then we have less freedom.
What do we do about that?
Eddie, you've just put your small thumb on a big question.
Did you ever try to think of just nothing?
Yeah. Pretty hard, isn't it?
Yeah. Something always keeps sneaking in there.
People, let me tell you about my best friend. She's a warm-hearted person who loved me till the end. People, let me tell you about my best friend. She's a one-boy, cuddly toy, my up, my down, my pride and joy. People, let me tell you about him. It's not very fun. Whether we're talking man to man or whether we're talking son to son, 'cause he's my best friend.
All right, let's get to some of these jokes you got. You're not going to know, but it's okay. It makes me laugh, and it makes me smile. All right, let's get to our main story, because that's why you're here. Because a lot of you guys are new, and I can tell by the ratings that you are new. So the devil went down to Georgia looking for a soul. Let me see if I can remember it. Devil went down to Georgia looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind. He was way behind, willing to make a deal. Hey. It's almost about over now about the campaigns with Warnock and Herschel Walker. And when you got the President of the United States coming into town, shit gets heated. Herschel Walker, everybody, he made the news. Let's listen to it.
Raphael Warnock and Trump-backed Herschel Walker is just 5 days away. And if you're in the Walker camp, that can't come fast enough, because it seems each and every day brings some new piece of news demonstrating just what a terrible candidate Mr. Walker is. Tonight, former President Barack Obama was in Georgia at a rally for Warnock, and man, it was not pretty for Herschel Walker.
Since the last time I was here, Mr. Walker has been talking about issues that are of great importance to the people of Georgia. Like whether it's better to be a vampire or a werewolf. This is a debate that I must confess I once had myself. When I was 7. Then I grew up. In case you're wondering, by the way, Mr. Walker decided he wanted to be a werewolf, which is great. As far as I'm concerned, he can be anything he wants to be, except for a United States Senator. Since the last time I was here, apparently he also claimed that he used to let me beat him at basketball. But then he admitted that we've never actually met. So I guess this was more of an imaginary whooping that I laid on him. Now, listen, this would be funny if he weren't running for Senate.
That's well said. I've had that very same thought many times. It's the reality of the situation. It's not only Democrats who understand this. Listen to this story told by the current Republican Lieutenant Governor of Georgia yesterday.
I do not buy generic Viagra anywhere.
Well, that's not the senator. That's a commercial. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Just so you understand, generic Viagra for 87 cents is insane. Generic Viagra usually costs $45 per tablet at CVS and $46 per tablet at Walgreens. This is from CVS. 9 tablets, 100 milligrams, cost me $407. And look at this. 9 tablets from Walgreens, $417.
Wow.
This program lets you get the same.
Wow.
For just 80.
My penis better support himself. That's a lot of money. Not that I need Viagra. I know some of you guys need it. Not me. No. talking about the penis of steel. He's a superhero.
I showed up to vote this morning. I was one of those folks who got in line and spent about an hour waiting. And, you know, it was the most disappointing ballot I've ever stared at in my entire life since I started voting. You know, I had two candidates that I just couldn't find anything that made sense for me to put my vote behind. And so I walked out of that ballot box showing up to vote but not voting for either one of them.
It's not so surprising a story, given that throughout this campaign, nearly every day, there seems to have brought a new bombshell about Herschel Walker. CNN reported that Walker claimed his Texas home as his principal residence as recently as this year. The Daily Beast revealed that the place Walker's so-called home in Georgia was rented out as recently as last year. And then today, another explosive report by the Daily Beast, a former longtime girlfriend coming forward with a harrowing and detailed account of their five-year relationship, including a, quote, violent episode with the football star, who she believes is unstable, has little to no control over his mental state when he is not in treatment. Herschel Walker just blanket denies every one of those stories, but notably never really substantively disputes facts. Roger Sullenberger is a political reporter for the Daily Beast who broke that story along with numerous other stories.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Here's the rundown. Herschel Walker and, what's his name, Dr. Oz, do not live in a state that they're campaigning to become a senator. No surprise, headline news, Walker is, I feel sorry for him because I said this before. I don't think it's his fault. I think he played football too much. He got hit in the head back in the day. They rubbed some dirt on the helmet, sent him back into the game, and he got hit. I really believe that he has some CT. I swear, when he passes away, somebody, it'll be 10 years from now or whatever, they got to examine that brain. Or come up with something that you can do a brain scan while he's still alive, because there's some damage there. And it's hard to make fun of the handicap. I know. Who does that? What kind of person do that? Can you imagine? 111, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. 602, you're live on the air with Brian Jackson. Hello, guys.
Good morning, Hammer. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Good morning,
my God,
Pastor
man.
Don Jr.,
I tell you,
CEO,
I
winning team.
So.
Good. I'm glad. Good morning, sir. And good morning, Sarge. How are you? How are you guys doing? I think that was Sarge. Not quite sure. 111?
Okay.
111? Okay, 111 is not talking. Well, I'm glad to have you on, Pastor Don Jr., CEO, winning team. Thank you for bringing your talent on the show, too, sir. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for having the platform, and thank you for being around for, like, the last 20 years. I mean, you're a pillar of the community. A lot of people don't know. I've had great conversations, great radio shows with you, and this is the fourth quarter, man. We're going into the year of Michael Jordan, so everybody get together. And that's it, bro. I'm here.
We are. Thank you, man. Thanks for coming. Yeah, and you're right. You sat through some shows that, like, woo! I don't know if I went. You know, screw Springer, man. Go check out Hammer.
Oh,
whoop! They burned the thing down. But, thank you.
Man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate your support all these years, man. It means a lot. And
yeah, man.
Thank you. And I was just, you know, I have this problem. I don't want anybody. See, I have this problem, and I don't know if I'm a racist. And I have to check me, you know.
Okay.
Sometimes I cannot believe my own persona, that my promotional bullshit out there, you know. Sometimes I have to say, okay, that's promotional bullshit, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Pastor Don, your
right,
CEO, you know, the marketing 100%. And everything. Sometimes I started believing that shit and going, damn, that's a good guy. I go, no, that's not me. I'm not. No.
Man.
So I have to check
myself. I like the show.
Thank you, sir. It's
a good opportunity to let my hair down. I hear some very opinionated callers, but the one thing, people are listening, and they always calling in. So I love
yes.
it.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you. So I have to check myself. Once in a while I do that. And checking yourself is like, I'm a Democrat. I'm a Democrat. And I am not a Republican. And we got new And I say this in the beginning of the show. I did this like 10 years ago, whatever, and I said, if you went to bed last night and you woke up and you don't recognize this world, because it changed, because the world is changing so fast. Rules are changing fast.
Amen.
People are changing, you know? 100%. And it doesn't, and it's hard to keep up with this shit, and you're trying to. You got some idiot who bought Twitter. I'm not going to go into that, but I'm just saying, I don't want to attack another.
You bought Twitter?
Here's what I was saying. No, Twitter. Elon Musk bought Twitter, and he's doing some stupid stuff and trying to monetize everything. It's just crazy shit that's happening. But
yeah,
you know,
he blew me away. He bought the whole network.
Yeah, he owns it now. He owns it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's going nuts on it. But, you know, I have to check myself. It's going to sound racist, but it's true. I don't care. I have to check myself as a black man. And then, you know, every black man has to look at you know, the decision. And, you know, it's hard to be black because you represent the whole black nation. Everything you do. You know,
wow.
You can't just... Yeah, you can't just fuck up and say, okay, there's Brian, he fucked up. And no, you fuck up going, you see what black people do when they move in the neighborhood? You know what I mean? Everything you do represents the whole entire race. You know, look at him acting fool out there. Black people just don't know how to act. You hear those comments, don't you, Pastor Don Jr., CEO?
Yeah.
Black people just don't know how to act in the movie theater. They're talking in the movie theater. And it's one fool talking, and it could be – you know, 45 other people listening, and that one fool, white people come out, damn, you can't even watch a movie with black people in it. I'm talking to the screen. But what the fuck? It was only one guy, one fool. So it's hard to represent the whole race.
You know? It is. It definitely is.
It is. It's just hard. And when I check myself, it's like I don't want to see anybody hurt Herschel Walker because I don't really think – he knows what he's doing. He was put there as a puppet. He's trying his best. And I really believe, just leave the man alone. And I don't want to go after another black man. Like I said yesterday, I don't want to go after another black man. That's the job of the black girl. Our black sisters will go after us in a minute.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they will. Oh, Pastor Don Jr., CEO. They will burn our car. They will blow up our houses. You know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
White people.
You're in Ireland.
Yeah, it's like the Klan will go, you know, we're just going to hang him, but damn, she just burned his house down. Threw his clothes off the balcony, shamed him in the neighborhood, threw some grits on his face. Damn.
That's crazy. Come on now.
I know. They're going to say, I'm glad this guy is gone. It's the truth. It's the hidden truth. It's the hidden truth that we don't like to say. We don't like to say it. But it's just, I just don't like. So Obama tore him apart. And I just feel bad because he's running as a Republican and you know, it's tied up and Obama wants Warnock, Pastor Warnock to win, but it's like I just cringe. And then when I was saying the same thing about when you went to sleep and this is a new world, when did the face of this white supremacist become a guy named Urique or Fuentes? When did that happen?
Oh, wow.
When does a black man pick up a white supremacist, and they go to a president's house? When does that happen? A black man going, I'm going to pick up my friend now. He's a white supremacist. Oh, hey, how you doing, bro?
Oh,
yeah, right on. When does that happen?
You
got
to be beat on what happened.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
The world has – yeah, when did the white supremacist or the Ku Klux Klan start having a diversity action? You know, everybody – we want to expand our group. We want to be more diversified.
I meet
our new leader, you know, Fuentes, and here's our new speaker. He's an anti-Semite, Kanye West. when did this happen? When did this happen?
That's crazy, bro.
It is, isn't it?
I just can't believe it.
I know. And it's happening. Yeah, but I did some looking, you know. I don't usually accept what's on the outside. I don't accept the headlines. Amen. When something happens, something happens. Something turned. I slept somewhere. I woke up the wrong time. Something happened. We're missing something. Something's trying to divert our attention to what's really. Why did Kanye West, why did Ye all of a sudden went Jew crazy? When did this happen? Why did this happen? Because
I don't
this
know,
is
man.
A. Right.
They've been on fire. They've been talking about it on every show, and he's like breaking the internet because he's getting all these hits, and he's just saying the most outlandish, craziest stuff, and people are buying into it. I don't know.
I know. Well, you know me. I had to do some digging. I got this gene of being nosy. So
Amen.
I thought out of the box and said, when did this happen? Because everything has to start somewhere. Everything has to start somewhere. And then
wow.
I knew when he started going crazy. I wanted to know when did this happen, and it happened when he got divorced with Kim Kardashian, and he couldn't relate to Pete Davidson. And I said, Pete Davidson. That sounds Jewish to me. And it's no coincidence. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody's putting this together. And if you were following with
oh,
Mr.
Wow.
West, if you followed Mr. West, he had a Twitter fight. He was in a Twitter war with Davidson, with Pete Davidson back in the day,
wow.
maybe a month ago or a month and a half ago. They're going after each other, remember? He couldn't accept this. He wanted to get back with Kim, and Kim says no. He could accept, Ye couldn't accept that Pete Davidson's around his children. He couldn't accept that.
Oh, wow. That's
so
crazy.
I had a, yeah. So I had, and you know, well, you know, Mr. Pastor Don Jr., CEO, winning team.
Go ahead.
You worked hard to get your title. You worked hard to get your talent. You worked hard with your reputation, right? And then you're
yes,
doing
sir.
All this stuff. You're building up this corporation. You're building up this empire. You are building an empire, right?
Amen.
And then here comes some fool who is hardly any kind of talent, and maybe he just does tracks and he sells tracks on Twitter, and
okay.
he takes your wife away from you, and you're looking at it going, what the fuck is this? You know, you're going out with a guy lesser than me who can't even get a job, and he's sitting on the couch, and I'm paying for that damn house.
You got jokes, man. I'm sorry, I don't work well in this analogy.
Right.
You feel me?
I do.
I'm just
so
like, wow.
That would make any man go crazy. Chris Rock told a joke, and it's not a good one, but he told the joke once, and he got booed off the stage. He said, you know, and he was talking about O.J. Simpson, and he was talking about
oh,
his ex-wife, O.J. God, I can't even remember. O.J., I forgot got his wife's name. Well, she used to party a lot and be in a hot tub with three or four men, topless and halfway naked and everything. And
oh,
pictures
wow.
be all over the place. Yeah. And she used to do a lot of things. And you just hear her partying all the time. All the time. OJ was paying for the house. OJ was paying for this. You know what I mean? Her clothes, whatever.
Oh, wow.
So Chris Rock says, you know, I don't condone what OJ did, but I understand.
That is a wow.
I understand.
Amen.
I don't condone what Kanye's doing, but with his ego, I understand. You know, he was trying to tone down Kim and says, Kim, you don't need to do this. You don't need to show your ass all the time. You don't need these cosmetic surgeries. Just be you. You know, the spirit of you. The Lord loves you the way you are. But Kim said, this is my brand. This is why I became a billionaire. And you know, Kanye just couldn't handle that. He didn't want his kids
wow.
to grow up in that atmosphere. He was afraid that his kids were going to grow up into a reality show, and he couldn't handle that. So I know that.
That's crazy.
It is, and the dudes bought a house next door to Kim just to make sure his kids are okay. I understand that, but I think it goes more than that. He couldn't handle. I'm telling you about the male ego. We may not want you, hoes. Sorry, hoes. We may not want you.
Wow.
But we don't want anybody else to have that either. You know what I mean? We, you know, you get people mad like, hey, you know, what's the name, been seen with someone. It happened to me. I broke up with this girl. It was like a week. You know, beautiful girl, and just a week. God, Leslie, man, she brought the most expensive extensions you ever seen, like Cher. And it's like, and beads and everything. She was beautiful. We broke up. And she broke up. We broke up with stupid shit because now I knew that I didn't want to be with her. She goes, Bri. I go, yeah. She goes, you're never home. I go, there's a reason for that, bitch.
Come on,
sorry.
Man.
I used to talk. You know what? We all had our moments. She goes, we need to talk. I go, Bri, yeah, we need to talk. You're never around and everything. I'm all by myself and everything. I go, I bought you that dildo the other day. Why don't you make use to it?
Oh, wow.
That's how I did it. This is how I talked to her. Well, I'm leaving. I said, you're still here? No, I'm leaving now.
Oh,
you're
wow.
still here? She leaves. I go, you know, came back. I wanted out of the relationship. She's still here. Beautiful lady. And you sit down and you hear that silence for the first time. It's like, ah. And it's like, it's too quiet here. Too quiet? I got to go out and get some more hoes. That's what this house needs, is some more hoes. But then you go out, you're not having a good time, everything, you're hoping she has a broken heart, and you get a call from your friend. Hey, you know, you know that bitch you were with? Yeah. She's up there dancing with so-and-so. I go, what? Yeah, she's lifting up her skirt, dancing, and she's juggling her booty. She got a nice, fine ass. I said, I'll be right over. Saw her, grabbed her by the hand, said, you're coming home. She goes, no, we broke up. What's wrong with you, Foo? And then Foo stepped up to me. Foo, leave her alone. I go, Foo, you don't know what you're talking about, Foo. Foo! You know, okay, oh, it's all now. And I didn't even like her.
Oh, wow.
So you do stupid things, and you didn't even like her. I'm saying the same thing with Ye, I'm thinking. He had it with the Kim Kardashian, you know, shenanigans. He didn't want to be on no reality TV. He was afraid of his kids and be abducted to that kind of life. He wanted his kids to go up to be a normal thing, even though you name your kid Blue or something. I don't know. No, that's what's the name? I don't know what they named that kid. But you don't want to hear another man banging your wife. You don't want
yes,
to hear Access
yes,
Hollywood.
Absolutely correct.
Exactly. Oh, look how happy Kim is with her new beau, Pete Davidson, and I'm giving him a cute name. They're smiling and everything, and that man is going to be laying on your couch in your house with your ex-woman. You know? So,
stand by, Ryan. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay. So I thought, okay. Let's see if I'm right. So, is Pete Davidson Jewish? And here's the answer. Yes, he is. Pete Davidson found out he is 48% Jewish after 2017. The DNA test in October 10, 2022, Celine Byford Pete Davidson had no idea he had any Jewish heritage until he took the DNA test in 2017. And discovered
wow.
his ancestral roots. His mom never told him. But he is actually 48% Jewish, while his mom is Irish. Now, let me explain something in the Jewish community, because I went out with a Jew for about 6 years. Jewish person. And she was a Jewish American princess. Trust me, she was. Trust me, every bit of it. So, here's how it works. If your mom is Jewish, you're considered Jewish. In this case, his mom was not Jewish. She was Irish. His father was a Jew. So then you can say half Jewish. But if your mom was Jewish, you claim you're Jewish. That's how it works. It says, many do not know that Saturday Night Live actor Pete Davidson, his father was actually Jewish. He is best known from SNL, dating pop singer Ariana Grande. Who cares? So I go, and if you connect everything, if you go back to Twitter and you put in Kanye West versus Pete Davidson and go back to the beginning and go to now, it's like, because Kanye, because Ye, I'm going to get some respect on the name, Yay, yee. And put some respect on that.
Wow.
I want him come out. You know, Brian Hammer Jackson, his ancestor roots, he was the one who, you know, called the police on them niggas who ran across and tried to get freedom. Shit. I don't want no rumors like that. He was Uncle Tom's best friend. They had dinner. But what I'm trying to say, if you put it together, this is when he started going on this anti-Semitic thing. And it's kind of a coincidence, isn't it? I mean, it's a big coincidence that he's going out. He has no reason to go after Jewish people. He didn't go after Jewish people 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago. He wasn't even thinking about Jewish people. Hell, I was still playing the song Gold Digger when he was going after white girls. But he wasn't going after Jewish.
Wow.
Yeah. And he married a white girl, by the way. So he listened to the Gold Digger again. Listen to the song Gold Digger, and he married one. So I think that's what's happening. I think he's going on this rant that I don't think he can stand Pete Davidson around his children. I don't think he can stand Pete Davidson around his woman. And, you know, men, some men still say, I don't care if you've been divorced for 6 years. They say, that's still my woman. Whatever. Okay.
Oh, wow.
You know, so I think this is what's happening. I think he's going after Pete Davidson in a way of this Jewish rant thing. I really believe that bullshit. I do. The message to Pete Davidson. See, y'all, see, back in the day, it started with the old slave songs when the beautiful, beautiful black women were picking cotton and they had their little bushels and their little booty were out there in the hot sun. And then they started singing. See, now white people thought they were singing, like, oh, I like that tone. I like that song. I'm going to download that. Well, you couldn't download it because it's like in the 1700s, 1800s. Doesn't matter. But what they're really doing was communicating to the next plantation, to the next plantation, to the next plantation. There were words in the song was for a communication thing. And they would start singing. Mm. Now, to this day, we do this with rap. Now, some brothers get upset with other brothers, and they start rapping about each other, and I'm going to do this, and start sending messages to each other, and it can be a war, right? Now, this is where I'm not aficionado on rap. This is where Pastor Don Jr., CEO winning team, may have a voice in it, that some people get a little out of control, and in a song or in a rap, they will target a certain person or somebody. Am I correct, Pastor Don Jr., CEO?
Hey, man, they call it beef. That's what they call it. It's high-quality beef. That's when somebody gets started and they don't stop.
That's right. So it still goes on. It still goes on. So I'm thinking that Ye stepped it up a little bit. He stepped up the game and just went after the whole race. He's not going to stop at one person. He's going to hit it like, put them all in the oven. Yeah, I know. Which is wrong.
That's crazy.
But I think that's what's happening here because he knows that message is getting to Davidson. He knows it's upsetting him. He knows it's upsetting him. He's not going to make sure. It's like a bitch. It's like you ever have a woman. If you ever have a woman, you broke up with a woman, you're with another woman and everything, and you're a fool if you ever talk to her again. But let's say you do. And she goes, and she's never going to approve of the woman you're with, your new woman. She's never, ever going to prove, and she's going to sabotage that shit. She's going to sabotage that shit because there's nothing in it. She doesn't want, bottom line, she doesn't want to see you happy. And ex do not, and it could be a man too, they do not want to see their ex happy if they're not happy. If they're not happy, they want to make sure you're not happy as you moved on. And they don't want to see you smiling and be all happy and shit because you didn't do that when you were in a relationship with me. You're all frowning and everything and suicidal. All of a sudden you're smiling and everything. What the hell's wrong with you? You know, you want to sabotage that shit. That's my take on it.
Come on.
It's true. So that's what I think. The dude is 48% Jewish. He's Jewish. And that's what I think is happening here. I really do. Do I believe that Ye is going against Jews and Hillary? He might have got so upset and so things like, you know, he's right and everything. No. I just think it's him. It's him just being upset. And it's going to backfire on his ass. How much money can you lose while to keep your mouth shut? I mean, this man lost, $16 billion one day? because he said some of his sponsors. Yeah. So he said another thing. I mean, how much more money can you lose before you get the message, like, shut the fuck up, nobody fucking cares, and you're just hurting your damn self. You know what I'm saying? You're just hurting your damn self.
Amen.
Revenge only matters to two people involved, and sometimes the other person don't even give a damn. And you get pissed off because they don't give a damn. So now it's you against you having revenge on you and destroying you because the other person just moved on. Lawrence, MSNBC, he talks about Trump at the dinner table. Now, Lawrence is a liberal on MSNBC, but only a little bit. It's only 2 minutes. Listen.
Donald Trump's chosen candidate for Senate in Georgia, Herschel Walker, continued to humiliate himself today in that Senate campaign where a former girlfriend of his went public today with accusations of threatened violence by Herschel Walker against her. But Donald Trump's other black friend, Kanye West, has gone far beyond Herschel Walker's humiliation into the full public exposure of Kanye West's vile, deep, and relentless hatred of Jewish people and now public praise of Adolf Hitler. That's who Donald Trump was having dinner with in Florida last week. Today, Kanye West appeared with his white supremacist, anti-Semitic, new best friend Nick Fuentes on Alex Jones' show, in which Alex Jones is supposed to play the part of the craziest person near the microphone, but not today.
My people are evil Nazis, so, I mean, I disagree with both statements, but I guess the
I don't like the word evil next to Nazis. I think we need to look at...
Oh, my goodness. Just because you don't like one group doesn't mean the other. But look,
I love Jewish people, but I also love Nazis.
Oh, man. Well, I have to disagree with that. Right, but listen, we're going to go to break. I'm the crazy one here.
This is the day when every apologist for Kanye West, everyone who blames his medication, everyone who blames Kanye West's claimed mental health issues, which have never actually been medically documented, this is the day those people are out of apologies for Kanye West. No more pleas for sympathy about mental health issues that have never been medically documented publicly by anyone. No medical records, no physicians, no one who's treated him has ever spoken publicly about these conditions. If you believe he has mental health conditions, you believe Kanye West. That's who has told you that he has mental health conditions. And these mental health conditions that he claims under no circumstances cause anti-Semitism. On October 19th, after Kanye West tweeted DEFCON 3 on Jewish people, Ari Emanuel wrote an article for the Financial Times demanding that companies stop doing business with Kanye West. And they did. Kanye West quickly lost a reported $1 billion worth of business associations that enraged the already angry anti-Semite, and his rage has continued to build every day, particularly against Ari Emanuel personally.
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler. How about that one? Ari Emanuel, how you like that one? Hey, Ron, you gonna do anything to fix Chicago?
Ari Emanuel is the head of Endeavor, a show business conglomerate he built after starting the Endeavor Agency and merging with the old William Morris Agency to create WME. And full disclosure, I have known Ari Emanuel for many years, and he is my agent, and I have never been prouder to say that than tonight. Because on October 19th, Ari Emanuel took a moral stance against the anti-Semitic poison Kanye West was spreading. And he knew that Kanye West would come after him, and he would come after his brother, Rahm Emanuel, who used to be mayor of Chicago and served as President Obama's White House chief of staff. And in fact, Ari Emanuel's wife today was subject to attack on the Alex Jones show. And when no one else would do it, it was Ari Emanuel who took the public stance and wrote the manifesto against Kanye West that has put enormous pressure on Kanye West every day since October 19th, and that pressure has now revealed exactly who Kanye West really is. Kanye West is the worst person Donald Trump has ever had at his dinner table. He is far worse than Nick Fuentes, the little kid who he brought to, who Kanye West brought to dinner with Donald Trump, because no one knew who that kid was outside of the most deranged white supremacists and anti-Semites in America. But the world knows who Kanye West is, and Kanye West has become the world's most famous, the world's loudest, and the world's most hateful purveyor of Hitlerian anti-Semitism, and he has become a Hitler propagandist in the process. Kanye West claimed to Alex Jones today that among other great things that Adolf Hitler did were the invention of highways and the invention of the microphone. Adolf Hitler invented nothing. And today, Kanye West did what every Hitler lover does. He insisted that Hitler did not execute 6 million Jews in death camps during World War II. After covering up Kanye West's vicious anti-Semitism by editing it out of the interview that he did with Tucker Carlson, here is how Kanye West's fans at Fox see him.
I was blown away by Kanye West. I really was.
We've rarely heard a man speak so honestly and so movingly about what he believes.
Kanye West is wise. He's unique, and certainly he's fearless.
Join us now is Peter Barnard, professor.
Out of contact, because see, here's the tack thing. You know, some people say, okay, Brian, tell us the truth. You know, those comments that you were hearing were like 2007, you know, 2008. They weren't currently what's happening now. They were not current comments as of today or yesterday. So they were like 4 or 5 years ago before he went on this tirade. So that's not fair. That's not fair. You're going to do a hit piece, do a good hit piece. I told you before, I don't know if Trump is going to make it to primaries because this guy has left too many bodies wounded. You know, and I got to say, be careful because people lose their damn mind. When I say that there's a saying that's like, he knows where the bodies are buried. There's a saying. Well, yeah, the mafia will bury the bodies and you know where the bodies are buried. They're dead. Trump didn't bury no bodies. Trump just left the walking wounded, meaning there's people who lost their careers or people who lost their marriage, people who've been out, people who blah, 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 were forced to retire. And these people still have hurt feelings on Donald Trump. There's too many of them. And this is from his own party. And if you don't know what I mean, try and call up your ex-girlfriend right now and see what happens. I'll wait. Because she may pick up the phone, but she's not going to forget you acted a fool and you hurt her, and it could be vice versa. These people are not going to forget. They may be in the same party, but they're not going to forget what Trump did to their careers. And now half of them have to go into a committee and an indictment thing. You got some guys, these schmucks, these white dudes who are going to jail for 20 years because they're following Trump. And they didn't think, and, you know, I'm not trying, you know, we try to criminalize people. And, see, I don't give people that much value. People, if you think of, I'm not trying to protect the Proud Boys or the people who stormed the Capitol. They knew Trump was their president. And they're thinking, we're not doing anything wrong if we're standing up for the United States and for our president. So they were protecting the United States president. So if the United States president is saying he's a whistleblower, saying shit's going wrong, they're trying to steal our country from us and blah, 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 and they're hearing it from their own president, you have to give them a little bit of leeway saying, So you were not acting on your own. No, all of them said that Donald Trump said this and he was going to walk down with us and we were going to stop this stolen election because they believed that it is because they believed in the president. So you had to give them that leeway, man. So you have to give them that leeway. You got to do it. You got to do it. So it's the same thing. It's people follow people. And sometimes what they want to believe, and the most vulnerable people get caught up in bullshit, and they end up in cults, and they end up in this because they're looking for somebody to lead them because they're afraid to take chances and risk, because only a leader will take risk. Only a leader will take chances. See, somebody asked me one time, this was 4 years ago on the show, they said, you know, Brian, would you like to be a leader or something? I go, hell no. I want to be the best friend leader. He goes, why? I was on one of these shows. And by the way, they hate me. They treat me mean when they ask. I always get the same thing. Brian, why don't you come on my show? I go, oh, you know, all sweet and everything. And I fall for it every fucking time. And then I go on the show and it's like, and here's the Antichrist, Brian Hammer Jackson. Hello, Antichrist. Hello, Satan. What the fuck is going on? I told you he's an antagonist. I mean, it's always ends that way. But then one person asked me, would you like to be a leader or a follower? And I said, I don't want to be a leader, but I want to be the leader's best friend. Because the leader's going to get killed. And I want to write a book about him. I want to be the guy on TV going, yeah, he was a great guy. You know, I told him not to go on that balcony. Especially wearing that Rolex. It's all shiny and shit and reflects off the sun. But no, lo and behold, he's up there suntanning and is raising his arm, and the sun is reflecting the watch, and then the sniper was there, and next thing you know, part of his brains were in my soup. He was a great guy. So I don't want to be the next man up. I just want to hang around a bit. You know, go on the vacation with him maybe once in a while, get the perks. But, and then some people say, that's being a coward. No, it's not being a coward. That's being smart. Wait till I write my, and I'm going to turn it into a movie. I'm going to be rich.
Man,
but do I stand
on
up for what
get
I believe?
Get the money.
Get the money. Exactly, right? Get the money.
Yes, sir.
So this fool, I don't want to be Kanye. I don't want to be Ye. I don't want to be Ye, but I might be Ye's best friend. You know, with my mouth shut, and after Ye goes down, I want to start giving me interviews on Access Hollywood, CNN, let me write my book. Life with Ye, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Well, that's true. I'm sorry, but it's true, you know? So, I don't know. So, here it is right here. So, Ye messed with the wrong person. He thought messing with Trump was the wrong person. He went after Trump, says, you know, Trump hurt me very bad. He lied. Trump went after Kim Kardashian and really upset Ye. And it just verified what I just said. So Trump at the dinner, Thanksgiving dinner, said something about Kim Kardashian. I still haven't found out what he said. That upset Kanye. And I still haven't found out what Trump said that really upset Kanye. But then you say, why would that upset you, Kanye, when you're not even with her and she's been with Davidson for the last maybe 6 months? But if you're still upset, it still verifies why you're acting on this Jewish rant is because Pete Davidson is Jewish. I guarantee you that's the only reason why he's doing it, to get back. I guarantee it. Do the homework. Do the Twitter wars with him and Pete Davidson. Elon Musk has kicked Kanye West off the Twitter. He again violated our rule against incitement to violence. Ye, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West, has been suspended from Twitter. Elon Musk confirmed the suspension, writing in a tweet that he tried his best with the rapper. Now, remember, they used to be friends. Ye and Elon Musk used to be friends. Ye has reportedly made anti-Semitic comments in an interview and on Twitter. Elon Musk has suspended Ye, the rapper formerly known as whatever. I tried my best, this is according to Musk. Ye's tweets were available on his account page. The suspension comes on the heels of a series of heated online exchanges between Ye and Musk. Now, Ye and Musk are going at it. Musk owns the company. That's like somebody coming to Pastor Don Jr.'s CEO house. He opens his house and say, come on, I'm going to let you in. My wife, we're going to have dinner. My kids are there, everything. And you come in, you don't even wipe your feet. You got mud on yourself, and then you put your feet up on his couch, and maybe you're disrespecting the man's house. You know what I mean? You don't disrespect. You can't go have a war with the guy who owns Twitter and expect to come out okay. You know, that's like argue with your doctor and say, you know, you're just an asshole. You son of a bitch. You blah 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 blah. By the way, do I have another appointment tomorrow for my?
Hey, Brian,
you know,
this is the biggest nothing burger I have ever witnessed. This means that we have absolutely not a damn thing to do.
What are you talking about?
I've been listening to you for several minutes.
And you don't have to?
This rant. What?
You don't have to.
I don't play.
Listen, Solution, I don't play to you.
I'm just saying, if you look at this on the macro level, Brian, let me appeal to your sanity. This is absolutely nothing. What does this really mean? You tell me.
Well, I'll tell you what. You could check out anytime you want to. What does it mean that you're still listening?
I know I can check out. I'm listening to a clown.
But I'm asking you, if you think it's a nothing burger, it's my observation on life and how ridiculous life can be.
Right, but I'm saying, what does it really matter?
Irony.
What does it matter?
It may not matter to you.
Somebody.
You know, in the beginning, when I did this show in the beginning, I had one listener and I played to her.
Right, but
you can
respond to what I'm saying on the law. No, I'm not saying it's not a little bit entertaining. It is a little bit entertaining. But I'm saying there's no real there.
There is a there because if you really listen to what I'm saying, it's saying that I'm trying to figure out.
No. I'm not saying there's no there to what you are saying. You're just simply reparroting what the media is saying. I'm saying there's no there when this is boiled down to its lowest common denominator. In other words, if there is a there, what is it?
The there is don't assume the headlines that you read are true. Think out of the box and you will find the truth. Don't assume that Kanye. No, listen to me. Don't assume that Kanye West is an anti-Semite. Because the news is telling you that. Because the left is saying that he's an anti. Now they're going to label this man as an anti-Semite. That is the worst thing on earth that a person can. They're taking this man's life away and targeting him about something that he's probably not. I'm saying if you're smart, you got to look deeper into what's going on and find the truth. The truth of the matter is when he started to go off on this rampage about Jewish people. This is right around the area of him breaking up with Kim, and Pete Davidson was going out with Kim.
Kim.
Now, I did the research, and you're not going to hear it because the other side makes so much money. The left's going to make money that if they could make you think that Yi is the Antichrist, which he's not. They make money on this. We need a demon. We need a Satan. We need evil. Evil equals money.
Right.
So it gets people talking. So we can make him a black
man.
Well,
you're an expert on that. Go ahead.
I'm an expert on what?
Yeah, you said you're evil. I believe you. Go ahead. Continue.
I didn't say I was evil. You said I was evil.
You have said you were evil. Now you're lying, which means you're doubly evil. Go ahead.
You know, people's opinions, I said this before you interrupted me, I'm not for everyone. And I'm an acquired taste, and I'm not saying that the acquired taste that you have is good, but I'm an acquired taste. And that's what it is. And I'm happy with that. I'm happy that I can speak my opinion and voice my concerns. And my concern is,
Let me ask you something. I'm just interpreting what I hear from you, if I may. May I, sir?
Go ahead.
Thank you. So you're saying basically Kanye's rant is like a personal vendetta over a relationship issue. A personal relationship.
Yes.
He and Kim.
I am.
And now Mr. Davidson, Kim has accepted Mr. Davidson into her bed, and Kanye is pissed off about that. That's the genesis of Kanye's.
The genesis is that, well, there's more than that. The genesis is that he wanted to get back with Kim, and Kim says no.
Right, that's the major thing.
Well, I can make it a man, and now she's with this guy. And yes, it's hard to comprehend. You may not want her back, but it's hard to comprehend that some man is banging your ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
And sleeping in your house that you bought,
mm-hmm.
being around the kids that you made, and living the life of glory when he was a two-bit player that he provided. It's
yeah,
like
I
Chris
get
Rock said.
I get that.
Yeah.
But look here. See, every man is not bitter regarding his ex, as you just stated earlier.
I didn't say every man.
I don't think I'm the super exception to that. I have an ex, and I'm not angry at this person at all.
I'm not saying about you. I'm saying that I kind of looked at all of a sudden when I hear this, you know, going after Kai, he's the Antichrist or he's anti-Semitic, and I'm going, wait a minute, 5 years ago he didn't have this. Where did this happen? Where did this begin? Who started this bullshit?
Right.
I had to go back, and I took a guess. I just did it this morning before I came on the air. It just hit me. I was saying, wait a minute, Pete Davidson. Davidson sounds Jewish.
Right.
Let me go back and check to see.
Okay, I heard
you. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. And he is. And I'm saying, this is when this bullshit started to happen. This is when he started to go, and he went after Davidson on Twitter. He went after Davidson on Facebook. He went after
Can I cite something else that's sort of tangential to what you're saying?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you. Look, this thing about identifying one's ethnicity. Now, I read about DNA, and what they normally do is look at a population of people and or their historical population, no more than about 500 years, and I may be overshooting it a little bit. And what they say is these people have a particular genetic marker for this location. So we're going to designate them X. And so I'm saying I don't think that's really even accurate. And then there are Jewish proselytes, okay? There are people who convert to the Jewish religion. I heard you go through that just a moment ago. So I'm saying I think that DNA, have you read how they come up with this, what group one belongs to?
I do know that is flawed. I have not indulged in it. We can go back to the DNA and how they verify
that
a black person.
Say that first part again because you cut out. I have not went in.
No,
did you say it was flawed? Did you say we know
it was
flawed?
Yes, it is. I said it is flawed. And
okay,
And then I also said that if any fool, I think if you are one of these fools out there that go with the commercial about 1, 2, 3 and me and finding your ancestral thing, you see, I'm not a conspiracy theory, but I'm thinking you're a damn fool if you do. They use
right.
that DNA.
Yeah, well, for a number
that.
Of reasons, because they
exactly.
keep your DNA
but they don't tell
there.
You.
And,
right. Exactly.
Yeah, but look, if we all are descended from the same pair of human beings, and that only makes sense, Brian, because nature couldn't produce a human and then produce another human that's compatible with that human. I mean, when you look at the mathematics of that, that is mathematically impossible. And there is no mathematical model that they can plug into a computer, plug their description of evolution, and it comes out to us. It comes out to the real world. Do you follow what I'm saying? There's no computer model.
I'm following
model.
What you're saying. Yeah.
Excuse me?
I am following what you're saying.
Okay, fantastic. So what I'm saying is, it was a miracle, an absolute supernatural miracle that you have two people, notice how fragile we are, a man and a woman who happened to be fertile, right, who happened to produce fertile offsprings. If you calculate that, there wouldn't be enough time based on random molecule interaction in the history of the universe for that to occur. Scientists have proven this. So in other words, let's just come forward. We all descended from the same pair of human beings.
Yeah.
Therefore,
which makes
we
us human.
All have the similar or same genetic markers. Now, I believe within the DNA code, there is room for variation. I've studied Charles Darwin extensively. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. even though those finches may have longer beaks or shorter beaks, depending on their environment, they're mm-hmm. still finches. No one mm-hmm. says not finches. It's just their beaks that are in question.
Okay.
And hell, when we look at animals, I mean, they get the winter coat. I mean, come on. So within the brilliant coded information of DNA is variation. It's coded for a certain amount of DNA. And I've said to you, all humans are the same because they can breed and reproduce fertile offspring. That's the definition of a species. So at any rate, I think going back to your original statement, and I have to concur with this because I'm forced to assent to truth, and that is that DNA, it is useful to an extent, but it can't do what they are purporting it to do. I mean, because human beings have moved around. They've been so mobile over the millennia. And therefore, we all are mixed with each other. There's no other way to say it. Now, we're atavistic or primitive. Let me just finish this statement. Go ahead.
Part of the DNA, you can see, visually see, there's certain markings. There's certain DNA that makes you
markers.
Have certain...
Markers.
That's what I said.
You said markings.
Okay, then I misspoke. Markings, yeah. Markers.
Right.
That will visually tell you who a makeup of one is. For instance, the spreading of the black nose or the lips or certain features that one will have that determine that you're born in the Western continent or Africa, or you're black or Italian.
All right, did you hear about Jimmy Durante? Have you ever heard of Jimmy Durante?
Yes, I have.
What would his nose marker indicate?
Gin. Drinking a lot of gin. Hold on. Melissa, welcome to the show. Good morning, Melissa. Melissa,
good morning,
welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Melissa. How the heck
hey,
are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Excellent. I take issue with this.
Okay.
Because being Jewish is not a race. It's a religion.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And may I just add to that when you finish? Go ahead.
So how could we do DNA to find somebody's religion? See, I think about these things. I do think, Brian, you know that, right?
I brought that up in embryonic form a moment ago when I said they're Jewish proselytes.
Right.
I'm Jewish. Wait a minute. I'm a son of Abraham. The thing is, if you look up the definition of race, go to dictionary.com. I have about 5 lexicons that I consult, right? And all of them will tell you that race is not a technical term. It was used as a biased term for economic advantage. All human beings are the same. In the sense that they're of the same species, they can reproduce. Certain groups who've had the power, and every group has done this, it's no particular group. Every group has effed over their own groups and others that they could.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about that. And usually the people who are most abusive are most abusive to the people that are closest to them. And
that's
others
true.
When they get the chance. So if you look up the term race, in context, because race refers to the inner workings of a bearing, you know, that's a race. It also refers to competition, racing, a race. But in context, when it refers to human beings, it has no technical value. Because all these markers that you're talking about are, Brian, I just mentioned Jimmy Durante, and I say, what nose would he conform to in your economy of thinking? He had a huge nose, and he had it insured also by Lloyd's of London, and I don't think it was against it getting any bigger because it was huge.
But
so where
I
do you go with that, Brian?
I'm saying there's certain characteristics visually – that
right.
place us into a certain category. You could, I could tell a biracial person a mile away. Right?
Okay,
loosely,
because there are crossover characteristics in every group. Do you acknowledge that? I can look at every person, no matter what.
But there are certain
features
that are very. There are certain features that are very pronounced.
But not in every group.
I don't know.
Yes, you can say that to a certain extent, and then it changes. And all one has to do is look at a sufficient number of human beings, just like the broad nose that you were speaking of. There are people in every group that have broad noses or skinny noses.
Okay.
Well, there are people with blonde hair. You've heard of blonde hair and blue eyes, I think, in, what is that, Australia? Is that true, Brian? Wait a minute. Is that true, what I just said? There are dark-skinned people with blonde hair and blue eyes. Is that true or not?
There could be albinos in every – there could be people that we can label as
albinos.
Hold on. You're going to take me down a path that we're not even talking about on the show because now we're talking about DNA. I wasn't really talking about DNA.
Well, you did bring this up. Okay, but go ahead.
The whole thing that I was talking about is
that – You did bring that up. You brought the subject up. That's why I addressed it.
That Pete Davidson took some kind of test, and I don't even have it up with me. And he found out that his father, not his mother, because if you're in a Jewish faith, and if your mother is part Jewish or Jewish, you are considered Jewish.
That's interesting. He would even, I just find that so strange.
Okay.
I think that this is the biggest reality shit show that they're creating.
It sounds contrived to me, completely contrived.
I'm saying there's a reason. See, you guys are targeting on what is happening now, but there's a reason why this is even coming up and this is even a conversation and what started the conversation. Now, we do know that Kanye West was physically upset, shaken.
I agree with that
mentally
contention.
Sick
I
about his wife.
That
and they
as
had
a
Twitter about
for
it
Kanye
is documented
rant.
That they had Twitter fights and he went after Pete Davidson.
Right.
I am saying
that isn't even a big show.
Huh?
How do we know that?
How we know
people
why?
Are like they're masters at putting on shows.
No, there's not no show when he's fucking your ex wife. That's not a show.
How
that's
do we
not,
even know he's fucking her? How do we even know that?
That Kim Kardashian and him live together and they share a house together and he's out raising the kids?
How do we even know that? How many houses does Kim
Kardashian
have?
Because he even admitted it. He even admitted it. She's even admitted it. He was also part of, I think he was on one episode and he got the hell out of there of the Kardashian, Meet the Kardashians or whatever. But it doesn't really matter. I don't want to go down this wormhole.
It isn't a wormhole.
It is a wormhole because you're telling me, you're asking me, how do I verify whether it's truth and not truth? And without me being in a lab and for me saying, where did this DNA come from? Did it really come from Pete Davidson? Maybe it came.
I'm over that. We could only
go by what we know and what's documented. What's documented is that he did.
Shown to us.
Yeah, they are, let me just interject this, they are master manipulators, and I think it's all for attention. I think we have quintessential attention whores here on steroids.
So you're saying that Kanye West is willing to lose billions of dollars, $16 billion in one day, for this big fake news stuff, so it cost him $16 billion just for fun.
Let me ask you this, Brian. A billion is
a
thousand.
Are you serious, Melissa? Are you serious?
Hold on. I'm going to respond to you if I can.
Go ahead.
A billion is 1,000 million, right?
No, okay.
It's
you're going to take me down. I know what a billion is. No. I don't have much time
for
that.
Okay, let me finish the point then.
The point is that this man lost $16 billion in one day.
That's not a real big deal. It's only a big deal.
Oh, it's not a big deal? Okay. Well, maybe to you it's not. to the average American person who will never see a million is
going in. Look, if you criticize and
you
someone
think
just like
just
you,
losing all that money for a little prank or trolling or we're going to just do this, there is no reason for it.
Well, there has to be a reason for it.
Yes, there is a reason for it, and I pointed to the reason. I pointed to the reason, and it's a true emotion. The true emotion, like majority of the people who are in a relationship, and even though they break up in a bad relationship and they don't want each other, they still don't want the other person to be happy without them. Especially
I
if you're a man
said,
who created an empire that you were
we
living at his house and with his children.
Right. But
right there is enough to tell you that he's not so happy with this. And even on
what it is. It's tomfoolery.
Exactly. I don't know if we
it's
can
what?
Have the I don't know if we can have the final word on this. I think they do. And it's all for entertainment. It's all entertainment. That's what
okay,
it is.
You know what? You two, listen to me. You two think what you want to do. I got a show to do. So you two think what you want to do.
Yeah, but we make the show, not you.
What did you say?
I said we make the show, not you.
You really think you make the show?
Absolutely.
You really do? Okay.
Hey, would you have been on
no,
the air
hey,
if
wait,
I had
wait,
not motivated
wait, no.
you
hey,
to get
no,
your sorry?
No.
You have come back
no,
on the air if I had
no,
motivated
no, no.
you to do so. These lines
no,
were dead.
Hold on.
These lines were
ass.
Dead until
don't
I chided you to get up to come back
Listen.
Into the studio.
I'm going to let you take over the show.
Thing.
No,
Even
I'm going to give you your fantasy. Listen to me. I'm going to give you your fantasy. I'm going to let you take over this show.
Don't lie,
I'm going to let you take over this show for the next 20 minutes. It is all
I
yours
take
as
over
of now.
No show.
As of
I,
now.
I would just
as
like
of now.
For you to stop
take
being
over.
A snot-nosed kid.
Come on, man. This is real radio. Y'all can have dead air. I would not allow her to be dead air on the radio. That's not a good look. Not at all.
Brian, get your ass back to the microphone.
Something. Y'all got to do something. You can't just have dead air. It's a waste of radio airspace.
He's pouting now for some reason. All right. I'm going to listen, Brian. Bring your ass back to the microphone.
Let's take over what we were talking about. He's given us... We've got 10 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm really, good morning or good afternoon, Pastor Don, CEO, Junior. I didn't realize you were
Amen.
Still there.
Yes, ma'am.
How do I feel? The media, they're just part of the circus. That's how I feel. And I'm not going to apologize for how I feel. Not at all.
I think at the top of the pyramid, at the zenith, at the apex of the pyramid, it's all about money and entertainment under
sure
the rubric of entertainment. They're being entertained. Kanye is an entertainer. You know, I did a study on actors, and it was on thespians, and it was really scary because the question became, who the hell are you? Because they can go into, what do they call it?
Character.
Get into, what is it called, Melissa?
When they go into character. When they go
yes,
into
yes,
character.
That's it. Thank you. When they go
do
into
it.
Character, just think about that. That is scary. And
yeah.
they can go in and out of character at will. It's a volitional thing. So I'm not disagreeing with what Brian said. I think there may be some substance
right.
to it, but I don't
yeah.
think that's the ultimate issue at issue. I think the ultimate issue is money and entertainment. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Money is the – and don't ever forget, everybody has somebody they answer to, and so does Kanye West, so do the Kardashians, everybody does. Especially in Hollywood, especially in the music industry. Everybody answers to somebody. So that's how that goes. Absolutely. What do you guys think about that?
Well, yeah, I concur with that. Or you know, to a greater or lesser degree, there's a little bit of wiggle room, but yeah, predominantly, yes, that's true.
Yeah.
On the aggregate, that's true.
I see, whenever I see Kanye come out and act this way, I'm, oh God, what are they cooking up now, right? What are they cooking up?
Yes.
Every time.
He's somewhat coherent in his speech, and I heard a guy say, well, I heard Brian, it was said on Brian's show just earlier, that no one has diagnosed Kanye as having a mental.
I'm
thinking, who's the best person to identify one's mental condition? The person who has the mental condition. I mean, come on. So...
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was just kind of a funny moment. I'm thinking, well, hell, he's the expert. When I go to a doctor, what does a doctor ask me? He doesn't have telepathy. He says to me, what's wrong? So he's depending on me to give him primary information. Kanye knows if he's nuts. Unless he's completely nuts. Now, if he's completely nuts.
In the marriage and acting out. And they said, wasn't it them that first said he was mentally ill? Wasn't it the family?
I don't know. You know something? I'm going to tell you. Unless Brian brings it up, and I really didn't, I wasn't super motivated to chime in, except on the DNA concern.
That's what bothered me, too.
Yeah, he brought that up. And you made an excellent point. How does one DNA... a religion, because people change
they
religion.
They don't.
Well, right. That's why I'm saying it was such a pivotal point, and Brian just kind of treated that as a speed bump. He just kind of slowed and went over it and continued speeding.
Right.
But, I think that's a fantastic question,
uh-huh.
because I'm a son of Abraham. I stake my life on the faith of Abraham, right? And
mm-hmm.
Abraham was quote-unquote, what we call Jewish. And you made a very significant point, by the way, Melissa, because up until World War II, okay, that was the turning point, as can be best identified throughout history. Jewishness was always, and I repeat, always identified as a religion. That's what it was. You didn't have secular Jew, no. They were religious, and I think it was what happened in World War II that a lot of people turned from the religion because they felt like God should have saved them, and he didn't come through.
Yeah.
So up until then, to say Jewish was ipso facto a religion, period. The belief in Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
the Tetragrammaton. YHWH, I think it is.
Yeah. Yep, that's true. Well, have we had enough time on this? Because I think Brian is probably really angry and
I think Brian should suck it up and cut this out. If he can recall back when he was playing football. He wasn't the football for long. He remembered the coach. Being very strict with him, and so I think he should stop pouting and get his ass back in front of the microphone. And he knows what I say is true, because I had to goad, needle, cajole, and literally body slam him to get him to come back on the air. Remember, he wasn't coming on. He wasn't even coming on. And I told him, turn the reins over to someone else, Brian. And he said, well, I can't do that. I'll bring my ass back in the studio. I said, well, good for you. He's a great guy. He just needs to get it together. And understand, I'm his daddy.
Oh, boy. Did everybody have a nice Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I did too.
Phenomenal.
I did too. Yeah, I did too. It was a nice day. Thanksgiving's a really easy holiday. You know, all you have to do is cook.
Yeah, well, I have to be careful with that because my body can see calories coming. And
I know, right?
Yeah, I have to fast about 18, 19 hours a day. That's the only thing that really helps me, and it does help a lot. And you get used to it, I say about 8 out of 10, but it never lets you get completely used to it, not me. Mr. Beast went on a 30-day fast. Now, anything above, I think, a week, it can be dangerous. Do you know if you go on a 30-day fast, what will kill you is not the fast, but what you consume when you come off the fast?
Afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, say it again.
Afterwards, after you're finished, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were saying the name of the condition.
No,
but you have
to ease
back into it. You can't just eat anything because your body has gotten unfamiliar with food after 30 days.
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know, are you familiar with Mr. Beast?
No. No, but I've heard about
that. He's the top YouTuber. Mm-hmm. He's the top YouTuber.
Oh,
he's funny.
Okay.
Yeah, he's very funny. So, you know, just they do all these stupid things, crash airplanes and then play survival.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he gives a lot of money away. He does very exotic things. I'm sure he gets his ideas from Brian-like people, you know, very creative people. But yeah, he is the top YouTuber. He's like a billionaire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's way up there. But he went on a 30-day fast, and you know, this was just one of the things in his smorgasbord of exotic inciting things to do. And so he went on a 30-day fast. That's a long time. I think
that
Jesus.
Is a long time.
Go ahead.
That is a very long time.
Yeah, 30 days is a long. And he was active. He was doing things while he was on his fast. So
did he just drink water or did he have juice too?
Well, no, you have to drink water. I'm sorry. Yes. Any fast has to include or should include water. Because I think we can only go like 3 days without water, something like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and then we're in serious trouble.
Because we're made up of mostly water. So we need that.
Yeah. Over 70%.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But what I said to Brian earlier, going to this, now, it's been more than 10 minutes. Can you call him back? Is he controllable at all now? Is he just completely out of control? Who knows? He may come back and yell at me or I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'm going to have to help that guy out at a deeper level. Something is going. I sense something is going on. I got him off of cigarettes. I got him off cigarettes. See, he doesn't give me the full credit that I deserve. I look after him. I'm providential with respect to him. I care for him. I take care of him. I got him off cigarettes. I brought him back on the air, and he's never given me credit for it. And he probably won't now because he calls himself being pissed at me. Who knows why? But so.
Mm-hmm.
He should be back by now. I don't know what the – and I hope he hasn't gone back to those damn cancer sticks.
I doubt it.
I hope so. I hope so.
I highly doubt that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not him. No.
Well, he has a good show. I like Brian. He just – I don't know. He asked me, well, you want to take over the show? I don't want to do that. Come on. There's only one Brian Hammer the Jackson. Or what is it? Brian Hammer Jackson, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't want to take over.
Brian the Hammer Jackson.
Yeah, the. Definite article, right. Not
that.
A Hammer, the Hammer.
No, yes.
Getting
hammers at home, right? He's listening. Oh, come on back.
Brian, get in here.
Come on, we love you. Get back here. Come on.
You're going to piss me off, Brian, if you don't get back here. He's pouting, no doubt about it. He's morose.
You know what? He's really kind of grown with us. I agree. Before he would have kicked us out. But you know what? He didn't. He didn't. I'm proud of him. He's grown.
Well, I'll concur with you. And
remember back in the day, get out of here. You're out of here. Remember that?
Well, you know, he muted me one time. He muted Sarge one time. I raised my eyebrow.
I had to take over the show. Hey, stop.
Oh, there he is.
I got so many people has dropped out of this room. And oh, my God.
Wait, I have an answer for
guys,
that. Who gives a damn?
Oh, no, stop. Both of you guys have cleared out my entire studio. Nobody's interested.
We did?
Yeah, you did. Even Pastor Darby.
All right, well, take over, Brian. Take the reins.
Yes,
oh,
please.
Oh, God. Shit. Wow.
This is not ego speaking from Brian. Go ahead, Brian. Please.
I'm not saying ego. I'm seeing the studio. And I'm hearing
please come back, Brian.
On Facebook.
Please. I beg of you.
Stop it.
Please.
It's not easy having a blog talk show. Sometimes
that's
you
the reason
know
I brought you back.
You brought me back. Listen to me.
And, Brian, you must admit, you were off every day. Every day. And when I would catch you on, I would really corner you and say, get your ass back on the air. But if you don't want to give me credit, that's okay. You're ungrateful in that particular area. I accept it.
You know, I created the show. I created you. You didn't know that.
But does it matter?
No. You listen to me. I created you.
And I recreated you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You infused yourself with me. That made you better. It made you colorful. It made you have a sense of humor. It made you interesting. But then
yes,
you were not happy with the infusion. You wanted to evolve to a point where you're bigger than the infusion to the person who you admire the most. And then you create yourself as God saying, I created you. I brought you back. I made you stand out. And you created this illusion in your head that I've always been me.
But, Brian, you weren't even on. You were just
taking a seat. It doesn't matter if I'm not on. It doesn't matter
Brian,
if I'm
hold on.
On
a sec.
But you can't take credit. You're not. What I am trying to tell you is that
wait a minute,
you don't
hold on.
Bring me
I got
back.
Pissed off that you weren't on the air. So every
I know
time
you got pissed off
on,
that I wasn't on the air. I can hear it. But instead
huh?
of, I know you got pissed off because I was not on the air. I can
there
hear
you
it.
Go.
But you're
that's
acting
right.
like a child,
and, I had
and you're
to
bringing Melissa
you
into
say,
the
Brian,
same thing
get
with
your
you.
Ass back
you're
in
acting,
the studio.
No. You're trying to do reverse love, tough love, and reverse psychology, and
oh,
okay,
no, screw
this,
that.
This,
no,
this.
I'm just being
no, you're
direct.
Trying to.
I'm just being direct.
But you
won't even
you don't
admit
make
the truth.
Who,
admit you had given up on your show. You had stopped doing
gonna,
your show.
No. See, the thing about it is,
all right,
Christian,
okay,
I didn't
okay.
Give up.
I'm not going
listen,
to argue
listen.
This anymore.
You
I'll
don't have to argue
back.
Because I know who I am. You just
hold
think
on,
you know who
hold
I
on.
Am.
We're not getting to
that's
into
the
your
difference.
Personality disorders. What I'm saying is,
my
Melissa,
personality disorder is so sweet. Mwah, I love it.
Melissa
this
and
me
everybody else knows
every
that Brian
super,
has
you know,
given.
Every superhero in the Marvel comic books have some kind of personality disorder. Batman, Superman, Aquaman, all these superheroes have a personality disorder. Did you know that?
And you
every
are a superhero.
Thing.
No one denies
I
that.
I am a superhero. There's nobody like me.
Well, that's
and
true.
And nobody, And nobody will indulge into a conversation as be as honest or crude, and I will say the word crude, that I can't explain a situation. I know what
That's
you
true.
Want, Mr. Solution. I know that you want me on the air. I know that you want me being consistent. I know that. And you're angry when I'm not on the air because I understand it. And it's a compliment. But you got to stop with the backhanded.
I've already acknowledged that. You're not
no,
adding
any
information.
No, but you
got to
stop with the backhanded compliment. And
no,
start being
that,
a
no,
normal
that's not
human
a backhanded
being.
Compliment. The
they
thing
are
of it
backhanded
is, when you
compliments.
Weren't on the,
the
air,
passive
I
aggressive
said, wait
behavior.
Till that son of a bitch comes back on. I'm going to let him have it. And I did.
Why? Ask yourself why. Why are you so angry with me?
I just told you why.
One more time. Why? Because I'm listening this time.
I'm not going to say it again. I've said
no,
it
I'm
enough.
Listening. Maybe I was talking. Why are you
I've
so angry
enough,
at me?
I've said it enough, Brian.
No, say it again. I'm listening.
Okay, say what? We wanted you to come back. Okay, I wanted you to get your ass back in the studio behind the mic. So when I would call in and Brian and I would get this this heifer that was saying Blog Talk, there's no program schedule for Blog Talk Radio within the next 24 hours. Thank you. And I would always hang up on her ass. And I said, just wait until I make contact with that damn Brian again. And when I did, I let you have it.
You know, let me tell you something. I know you
are. Is that not true?
That's probably true, but listen to me. You've got to listen to me now. I know
you. Okay, but answer me before I listen to you. Is what I just said true?
Probably true. Yes, I agree with you. You're angry.
Okay, continue.
You're angry at the inconsistency. You're angry at this. You're angry that this woman didn't give you enough information saying there's no scheduled time, but she's not telling you when there is a scheduled time. I understand all that. I understand all that emotion. I understand. I don't know what happened to Brian. I don't know if he's ever coming back. I understand all of that. But the way
And one other thing, before you go on, just stop. One other thing. Joe, because this happened over a period of time, and then it was like a slope. You slowly sloped, and then you just fell off the effing cliff. Because one person asked you, they said, well, I thought you were dead. Now, I don't know why people always think the worst. You know, I never thought you were dead because I had helped you stop smoking. But anyway,
see,
I've been seeing a number
you
of
know,
people
you
had
claim,
noticed your absence.
You claim. Why do you always claim, well, I helped you stop smoking. Why do you claim that?
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
Melissa, help me out here.
I'm going to answer.
Wait, I want to hear Melissa. I only got a couple minutes. I got to go back with the show because it's going to be a short show.
Let me hear Melissa.
Go ahead, Melissa.
Let him have that, Christian. Let him have that.
Okay.
Give him that.
All right.
Give it to him. Give it to
okay,
him right
I'll
now.
Give it
Thank
to
him.
You. I'll give it to
Thank
him.
Thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Solution.
I'll just give you the evidence to corroborate it, okay?
Okay. Oh, God.
Remember Ellen.
I'm going to get no.
I know
I'm
you haven't forgotten
you.
Ellen.
No,
I
no.
Have.
Okay.
What?
Mr. Solution. Okay. Mr. Solution.
He gave it to you, Mr. Solution. Take it. Take it.
All right. And no, I don't want to take it. Wait, I don't want to take it back. I'm taking it under duress. Okay, go ahead.
You are the most
Just
difficult
have it,
man.
It's yours.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Melissa. What the fuck? Melissa!
A box and a ball.
Out of deference to your audience, since they feel so antagonistic about me, I'll go back on mute and F them.
They don't feel antagonistic about you. There's some part of the audience, and I was telling Melissa and I was telling Laverne, every person, including you, Mr. Solution, has a personality trait that is 10% of my audience. You got probably got 10% of the people cheering you on saying they don't want you to change, and you bring that 10% in. And I say that to everybody, Pastor Don.
I resent that. 10%? No, no,
oh,
no,
here
no.
We go. Oh, my. Are you kidding me?
Not more than 10%, damn it.
Give him more. Give him 40.
No,
give him 40.
Melissa, I can't keep giving him stuff. Come on. Come
Just
on.
Give it to him.
Melissa, how much percentage do you want me to give him? How much percentage 40. Do you want me to give him?
40. 40.
Are you serious? 40. Are you serious?
Uh-huh. 40. Yep.
Why should he get 40?
Yep.
Okay, 25.
Because, no, yeah. Let's, 35, 35.
Okay, 35.
And leave it there.
Okay,
leave it there.
All right.
He's got
You're lucky you got a good lawyer. You're lucky you got a good lawyer, Mr. Solution.
Advocate.
Mm-hmm. She's an advocate or an activist, depending on what side you're on.
Oh, boy, those are antagonistic.
Yeah, really, depending on what side you're on. I'm going to have a quick coffee. I'm going to continue the show. Welcome back, Mr. Solution. Welcome back, Melissa. And this is, goes to you. Mr. Solution, how I feel about you over the 10 years that we have met.
It's been more than that. We've known each other longer than 10 years.
Just listen to the song.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed. You hung around, but those dreams have remained, and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So I don't want you guys to be searching when the next time I'm on. I'm looking at the time right now. I'm going to be really quick. I will not be on after today. Let me see. Today is Wednesday the 2nd.
Today
I may
is
do a
Friday.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I thought you said Wednesday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did. I did. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So I won't be back on until maybe, and this is being, what do you call it, being that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Probably till maybe the 15th of December.
Yeah. That's good.
Is it? Okay.
That's not bad. I think that's a good estimate, right? Yeah.
It could be a good estimate. It could be. Mm-hmm. I have never missed a Christmas show before. And New Year's. And our New Year's show is really fun. I like our New Year's show.
Never came to that. And I don't remember him being there, right? I don't remember.
Right. What do you mean you don't remember?
that Mr. Solution was ever there?
I don't know. He's a podcaster. I mean, he may not have been in the studio on New Year's Day or New Year's Eve, but I'm sure he caught the shows. I'm sure he caught the shows. it gets crazy.
We've known each other for at least 15 years. Now, I don't know if you wanted me to blow your cover or not, but, you know, there you go. I don't know if that extra 5 years meant that much to you to fake your youthfulness, but there you go.
I was glad to know you for those 15 years, Mr. Solution. I'm happy to know you. It's on the air. It's live, and you can, you know, remember play this show years where Brian said he was happy to know me for those 15 years.
Mr.
And then you
Solution.
Could, yeah, and Mr. Solution. I was the one who made the show. He was nothing until I got out of it. You could add your stuff on later.
And Brian, I know you've been challenged with this before, but I hope you go on YouTube or some other tube.
Thank you.
I wasn't familiar with the transition. It just happened. And when I saw everybody abandon Blog Talk, it's basically a skeleton of what it used to be.
They migrated
over to YouTube. But I think Blog Talk has a real appeal because people can connect directly. More people can participate if they want to. YouTube is a little bit more restrictive. Go ahead.
Well, in these 2 weeks, I will be thinking about it and thinking about the new format and thinking about streaming live. If I think about streaming live, the only problem is I won't be able to do it till February. So that means I'll be out of commission for December, January, for 2 months. Getting the new mic, getting a new microphone, getting the thing, the background. It's a whole lot of things when you stream live. You know what I mean? Make sure there's no marking that people can drive by and kill you. It's a whole thing, especially when you have somebody in the house with you, you know, and you have to mark off the place and tell her when you're on. But when I go live, I take up most of an area, whereas traffic, you know, to get to here, you would have to come through this area, and if I'm blocking this off, you don't want to be on camera. You get what I'm saying? So
I don't. What are you saying?
I'm not following.
What, YouTube?
Okay, you have to block. It's like blocking off a set, meaning that if you're seeing me live, you're only going to see certain areas of the background, certain areas of your peripheral vision.
But are you in your domicile now? Are you in some sort of public studio?
No. I did. No. You know what, Mr. Solution? No. I did think about that. I did, over the weekend, the guy did call me up and he says, I always wanted you to broadcast of the studio. And he was just getting it up. And I was saying, you know, I might. Because people want to come to a studio. I was thinking about that, too. He made it affordable.
When you say block off, and forgive me if I heard you wrongly. Are you saying that this is dealing with the frequency you take up?
No. Okay. What I'm trying to say is that when you broadcast live, I will be in my house broadcasting live.
Yes,
meaning that if Cindy walks to go to the kitchen, she will be on camera.
If I don't
separate or block off where the area is just me and she's not, you know, she can walk somewhere and not be on camera.
But you don't always have to go on camera when you broadcast. You don't always have to do that.
That's true. But get some staging where you put up those barriers, if I may interject. You put up those barriers where you just kind of barricade yourself in.
Sure.
And, that should take care of that.
And then a green screen, you know, in the back.
Melissa, I was thinking that. I was thinking in the background you're going to see an African boy running away from a lion in the back.
No, it's just everything. You can do anything.
Porn video in the background.
Oh, my God, no.
You think I'm dangerous now on the air? Can you imagine with all the little toys I have going live? It's like, oh, shit. Look at Laverne. He has no shirt on. He has no pants on again. He has to put some pants on, Brian. You know. So let's surmise this so I can move on.
So Pastor Dom left because of us?
Yeah, he did. I'm not going to say because of, I think, five people in the studio left. I don't know. I'm not going to say because of you guys. I'm just saying that
he said he didn't want dead air, and then we started to talk, and he didn't have anything to add to the conversation. So I guess we were too much for him.
Not necessarily. You know, people like some things on some days and some things on other days and sometimes nothing at all. So, you know, I like to be in sync with people, but when I'm not, to hell with them.
That's how I feel.
It could be as simple as he has something to do and he doesn't have 3 hours to sit there on the radio.
It could be as simple as that.
All right.
That could be simple.
Here we go. I keep promising, after this story, I got to send this one song out to Laverne, and I keep promising. I'm looking at the time. Please, every time I go on the break, and I just want to thank her for so many good times.
Convince Laverne to vote for you. I want to hear that discussion.
Vote for me?
Yeah,
for me
I
want
to hear that
discussion.
Yeah.
I don't know. She would not. I don't think she would vote for me. Because
he said, not that Brian on the radio. That was funny as hell.
Yeah. I don't think she would. I think she has a conscience, and I think she would have to live with herself later. I don't think she could do it.
The thing is, she was kind of being funny, going along with it, but then when you ask her, would she vote for you, all of a sudden she came to life.
I know she did. She was so adamant.
Yeah,
all
that
right,
was
we
funny.
Back.
I thought that was very funny.
It was funny. Listen, I gotta take a break. Really quick break. We got only 46 minutes left. This goes out to you, Laverne. And when I hear the song, I do think of her. I'll be right back in 3 minutes, and let's finish up the story. You're listening to Brian Hammer Jackson with Melissa and Mr. Solution. If you have something to say with either one of them, be in the studio with them.
Yeah,
It's 319-527-6099. Yeah, say hello to my guys. Say hello to the morning crew.
Hey, Brian, you know I'm shy. Yeah. I hardly speak to anyone but you and Melissa, so go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, right. Oh, but I got a great story that's going to give Mr. Solution, he's got to drive him nuts. And I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want you guys to get ahead of me. We'll say that story right when we come right back. Okay, everybody. This goes out to this lovely, beautiful lady out there in Virginia, man. When you hear her voice, it just melts like, you just melt like butter. Real butter, not that low-carb butter or fake butter. This goes out to, I cannot say enough about Laverne, but maybe the song can. We'll be right back.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you baby, my heart could still fall at heart at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in a mysterious way. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall. Gone and the memories fade, and the crowds don't remember my name.
when my hands don't play the strings the same way. I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Baby, your smile forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. And maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making
remember that, Laverne. I may not be with you, but doesn't mean I'm not thinking about you. Okay, Mr. Solution, Miss Melissa, here you go. So, you know, men and women react strange. Now, I don't know where the law is going with this, but here's the headline, and you decide. Police seek to arrest former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown for domestic battery. The domestic battery they're talking about is he threw a shoe at her ponytail. Not at her, but her ponytail. This warrants a police warrant for his arrest. A woman accused Brown of throwing a shoe at her earlier this week. She's going to ruin this man's career, I'm telling you, over this incident, over this. An arrest warrant has been issued in Florida for former NFL star Antonio Brown in connection with a domestic violence incident earlier this week. Brown, who is not yet in custody, allegedly got into a verbal argument. Guys, I'm telling you, I say the same thing. When you went to bed last night, you woke up with a new world with new rules and how to behave. You have not yet got the memo, but this is the memo. Brown, who is not yet in custody, allegedly got into a verbal argument with a woman and threw a shoe at her on November 28th. This is according to the Tampa Bay Police. The troubled former wide receiver also attempted to evict the woman and then lock her outside of his home, police said. Okay, so I want you to really get this. She's living in a man's house. I don't know if they have any verbal agreement or did they sign papers. I doubt it. He's a former football player. She's a hoe. So he's living at, she's living at the man's house. The man tried to evict her. She won't go. Hell no, I won't go. Get out, hoe. Hell no, I won't go. Then he took off his shoe like most, my mom did the same thing, and threw it at her. He did not punch her. He did not grab anything that's, you know, that can really hurt her. But he threw a shoe at her, threw a shoe. That's all he did. He tried to evict her. She will not leave. It's his house. So he threw a shoe. Tampa police are currently outside Brown's home, according to the police department. In a statement, the Tampa police said, officers are working to bring about a resolution without incident by a variety of means to include marked and unmarked patrol units within the South Tampa neighborhood. As previously mentioned, since Brown is not communicating with officers, it is unclear whether or not he's inside the home or not. None of your damn business. None of your damn business, cops. Man's home. You coming up there to want to make this this resolution. Evict the hoe. Get her out of the man's house. Brown last played, didn't it tell us when he played football? He briefly argued with coaches, okay. Brown was a four-time, okay, right. But the 34-year-old career quickly went into a downward spiral in his final season with Pittsburgh. Okay, he traded with the Oakland Raiders. Who cares? I mean, it goes into, he was signed and everything. In June 2020, Brown pleaded no contest to felony burglary with battery. What the fuck? Stemming from an incident with a moving truck. Oh, I remember that. The moving truck. See, when you hear the headlines, Brown pleaded no contest for felony burglary with battery. See, that's like, ooh, he's a bad dude. No. I remember the moving truck had his shit, and they had no authorization to have his shit. So he stopped the truck and got his shit. So that came into, oh, felony burglary and battery. It goes back to what Mr. Solution said, and I know is arbitrary, but it goes back to what he was saying. He's saying this is a whole bunch of nothing burger, but it's not nothing burger because if you listen to what I'm saying is, if you head to headline news, the headline says, police seek arrest former NFL wide receiver for domestic battery. That's not true. That's the headline. That's the message that they want you to read the newspaper. That was not true. Now, it may be true that she made a call to the cop, but what he did was he threw a shoe, and it made it look like they're going to arrest his ass, and that is not true either. The police is at the property trying to talk to him, so it's not no arrest is going on. Even the police says, we're trying to solve this thing. The police knows who he is, but they want you to get involved and pick sides and get angry and pick a side. And I was trying to tell the same thing about Kanye West, and that's only my opinion. You could track when this thing escalated and keep escalating to escalating. You can see the documents of Kanye's own Twitter account and his own words threatening Pete Davidson. And the point of the matter is, and I was saying it, taking it away from that and being in general, is that when we break up with our relationship, and a lot of people break up, I'm not saying everyone, it's not absolute. There's people that I know have a great breakup and an understanding. That is wonderful. But the majority of the time when you break up with somebody, it's called a breakup because somebody's unhappy, somebody's angry. Majority of the time. We don't want to get back with you, but we sure as hell don't want you to be happier without us. But that's our own ego. We want to make sure you're miserable without us. And we want to make sure that you do not date up, but you date down. And we can look at you and want you to suffer because you were a bitch. Or a woman way, you're a prick. That's just human nature. But when you get involved with the headlines, they will try to distort it, like the director who's on trial right now, his headline. Herschel Walker, it just goes to killing. You want to find the truth. What is the truth? You can find the truth easy. And Kanye's situation, the truth is right there. I mean, he's saying it publicly. He's calling Ken an unfit mother. He's calling Pete Davidson, you know, some tramp and some trash boy, and why? And I can understand Ye's ego, and you can say, well, he has an ego. He's black. What other black man in this world, and I'm going to say this, what other black man in this world can lose $16 billion and not blink in one day? And not blink. And still go after this dude. Not many. Not many black folks have $16 billion. We're talking billion dollars. Trump is trying to claim he's a billionaire, and he's probably hanging in there. This guy has $16 billion. This guy goes to the White House and hugs Trump wearing his hat. And in his own words, Trump hurt me, and I lost thousands of listeners because of I supported Trump, and he's hurt. Is he mentally ill? No, he's not. We got to stop saying people are mentally ill because sometimes they do irrational things, and it disagrees with us, and it's an excuse of their behavior. I wish there was a mental ill association to go, he's not one of us. They should have a spokesperson for the mental ill society that when they say that the deranged gunman has gone to a school and killed 20 kids and people go, well, his mental illness is a hard thing to handle. They should have call in the mental ill spokesman. That's not true. He's not one of us. They should call in the mental ill specialist and say, we don't even do that shit. You went out medication. Because it's easy to blame mental illness. It is so easy to blame it, you know? It's always there. So I'm just saying, long and short of it, nothing seems like it is. And it's not that black and white. Nothing seems like it is. There's always layers.
Nothing as it seems. Right?
Well, you can do that one, too. Yes. Yeah. I agree.
And
yes.
It really isn't.
Right. And I agree. There's always context, layers. Every response has a reaction. But we don't get to that. We hit the headlines. Blah, blah, blah. Like the story. Did you hear about the cop? Who went across country to try to date this 15-year-old girl and killed her parents in her home.
Yeah.
And this little, you can see this little mouse of a man. So we just got to be careful about the information we are about to receive. And if it means anything to you, you just kind of ponder it a little bit. And maybe not concentrate on headlines, but concentrate on what caused the headlines? Because if you look closely to everything, there's a paper trail. And who would know that more would be Melissa, because she reads on these great books and novels and mystery murders and stuff like that. She would know there's things. Not just a headline, but there's things.
You know what
things.
I thought was a weird lead up this week? And it really had, you know, obviously it wasn't planned. But I kept reading these articles about Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah.
Who was in Fleetwood Mac, you know, how he was such a horrible abuser to women, and Stevie Nicks was one of them, and remember somebody was writing a book. And then Christine McVie died.
Yeah, I know.
It was kind of strange, wasn't it? It was all tied in.
Yeah, why all of a sudden you're right, Melissa, we haven't heard about Fleetwood Mac in years, and all of a sudden, what? And
he
then
brought
McVie
that
died.
Up, and then she died.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa, this is really weird.
Yeah. And maybe it's not. They're saying that she suffered from a short illness. They knew that she was in, I don't know if she was in hospice or not. I don't know. I haven't really investigated the story.
I didn't put that together. I didn't really look it up.
I didn't either, but I kind of heard. But they said, you know, they're not even telling you why people die anymore. Ever since that fucker, what is that? The guy died in a hotel room and hit his head and everything. Yeah, that Saget. Ever since him and the family says, we want to keep this secret. Why would you want to keep death secret? Because you know there was some nefarious bullshit was going on in that hotel room. and it was probably his fault.
Now, she was 79 years old. 79.
And if you listen to the commercial, she finally got that hit everywhere. It's mm-hmm. one of my favorite commercials, the car commercials, where she's singing everywhere. You guys know that song?
Yeah.
You guys
yeah.
see the commercials playing where you guys are? I thought it was a great commercial.
No, I haven't seen it. I don't watch TV.
Oh, okay. It's a great commercial.
TV.
But that's the mm-hmm. name of the song, though. And she sung it. And it shows her in concert singing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
19, I don't believe
but
in coincidence anymore. Yeah,
that's
79.
That's a long life, and what an interesting life she had, and plenty
yeah.
of money, and I'm sure there was heartache and things involved in it, too.
Well, people live longer, but nothing. I used to think coincidence, and I used to think karma. These are the words that will come to me. Karma, coincidence, oh, my God. And then as I get older and older, there's no, oh, God, I don't know how I can say this. I don't know how I can say this without. Nah, I better not say it. Because I stopped believing in coincidence.
Mm.
And I wonder if I could tell this story without telling the story. There was a situation that I was in. And so you start thinking about, you know, if this happens, just follow me. I know I'm being as oblique as I can, but just follow me. Yeah, you're
mm-hmm.
thinking if this happens, can you respond like a man? Can you respond the regular way as a protector? You know what I'm saying?
Just
go with me.
Yeah.
Just go with me.
You
start pondering yourself as, are you a strong, it could be the age. You know, I'm getting up there and I can't fight as quickly and I can't run as quickly. Can I protect? Let's just use that for a minute. Can I protect the loved one I have, especially with this crazy world right now with this racism crap?
Mm-hmm.
So it's in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Now the person I'm with says, are you kidding me? I know you. I've been with you for X amount of years. You will have no trouble responding to this. You will have no trouble protecting what you thought was right. You know, and you like, and
mm-hmm.
you hear it, and you're thinking, aw, you know what I mean? Give me a hug, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And you're hearing the nice thing,
yeah,
okay, cool. And then you start thinking, you actually think that? Because you're not even sure about that. You know, you're not sure. You're getting older. You're not as fast. Your grip is not as strong anymore. You're not as muscle. Your bones are a little weak. You know what I'm trying to say? And you can feel it in your body that you are not 27. You are not 37. You are not even 47. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? But that
yeah.
person with you, and we had that talk that when, and I said it with my father, and I'm sure you guys do, that when you're a little child, you remember your father, you remember your mother, and then they become ill, and you're looking at this fragile body and saying, but you remember them as a strong, menacing person, you know, because you're a kid and they're
mm-hmm.
strong. And you see them on your medical bed and they're fragile, and you can't put that together. It shakes up your whole
mm-hmm.
shit. So I was wondering about that. I was getting depressed. And, you know, I'm really proud of her, you know, to think that, hey, you're the greatest guy. You can protect me. But in my head, I'm thinking, maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm not that guy anymore. But I'll never know until I'm tested. So meanwhile, until I'm tested, and that test may never come. That test may never come. And that test may not come for a year, 2 years, 5 years, 6 years. That's one of those tests that you want to, when that test comes, you have to prove you're a stand-up guy. And if you prove you're a stand-up guy, you can get your ass blown away. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Until then, you're always going to be questioning yourself. Well, the test came. It was yesterday. Me and my girlfriend, we went to some people call it Kroger's. Some people call it Ralph's. She went in before me. And everything seemed to be okay. And as I started to step, she got the cart. As I started to put one foot in the door, I heard this woman. She's a woman manager. She said, "Sir," not talking to me, "it's some guy in a hoodie, covered up. He looked like he was mentally ill, and he had bags with him, bags of groceries." This dude, the only thing that you could see is a hoodie. This dude was buff, man. This dude was big-ass dude. And he had a green hoodie, he was covered up, and he had a baseball cap on top of the hoodie. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
He comes burling out of the store, makes a right. I hear this voice, "Sir, sir," which is a woman who works inside the store. "Sir," and she's walking. He's not fleeing, but he's walking a little faster away from her. Okay? She's walking faster. "Sir, sir, sir," you know, calling him sir all the way. And then another checker, a manager checker, who we go, you know, she comes flying by me. At this point, I'm looking at this point. She comes flying by me, turns to the right, and starts going to with her friend. Now, both of them are running towards this guy. "Sir, sir, sir." I looked at Cindy. Cindy has a cart. Cindy has a cart right by getting into the produce.
Yeah.
I looked at her. She looked at me, and she shook her head because she knew. She goes, "No. No." And I said, "I got to." she got the cart, and she just went on shopping, picking up fruit. I go, "I'll be right back." I look at her before I leave. She's picking up an orange and going, "Oh, what a beautiful orange." Meanwhile, I'm out here with a killer. He'll be back. I catch up with the two ladies. "Sir, sir, sir, sir." I'm catching up with them. And I passed them. The next stop is this guy. This guy. He's getting agitated. I could tell he's getting agitated. We're now getting on the public sidewalk, and we're heading south. The two women are saying, "Sir, sir, 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 sir." And then one of the women caught up to me. I slowed down, and she said, "Oh, shit." I go, "What?" She goes, "What happens if you have a weapon?" And I looked at her and go, "You think?" Really? Are you seriously thinking now? Really? Meanwhile, I'm in pursuit of this guy.
Yeah.
She goes, she's going, "Oh, maybe he has a weapon." Yes. What do you think? So then another guy from the store was a Chinese guy. He was a younger guy, 23. He comes running out. And he somehow, right before they get to he rips the guy's bag. And Funyuns are on in there, and he kept going. And the Chinese guy he's on his back with a phone in his ear, okay? I don't know who he's calling. Maybe he's calling the cops. But I'm saying, "Dude." And he goes, "Yeah, back off. Give him some room. What the fuck are you doing?" He was right on his shoulder. It's like this guy could, we don't want to agitate this guy anymore. You know what I mean? We don't want to do this over some Funyuns, and you want to be super cop, super manager? Back the fuck off. And the guy goes, "Who are you?" I just said, "Please, we don't have time for this. Back off, back off, please, back off, back off." Because I realized I was, you know, being rude. But we're in a situation. I mean, this situation, we did not know. I did not know that he could have got friends across the street. They hopped in a car. They got out of the car. You know what I'm trying to say? We had no idea what he was going to do. We had no idea that he's mentally ill and he has a gun or a knife and he's going to turn it on somebody. No idea. The guy backed off. I said, "Look, why don't you just stay a block from him. You can follow him, whatever you want to do, but don't get up on him." "Okay, okay, sir." I go, "Jesus, you guys, you idiots." I go, "What is," and I just yelled, "What is wrong with you people?" Now, when he ripped the groceries, I almost got mad because he was starving. He was hungry. The store policy is that you guys follow this guy and track him down for less than $32 worth of groceries of Funyuns and soda? What the fuck?
Yeah.
And I started to get angry, but then I calmed my anger and I go, okay, it seemed like you got everything in the coat. They go, yeah. And this is what got me. I go back into the store. Cindy couldn't find me. She's calling me. I left my phone. It's a whole thing. And then she sees me, and she looked at me, and she goes, can we go shopping now? I go, yes, sweetheart, we can go shopping now. Are you sure? Yeah, baby. Are you sure? I mean, do you want to change in a phone booth or anything? No, baby. Let's go shopping. And then I had this goofy smile on my face, and she looked back at me, and she started smiling. She goes, what? I go, you know that test I was thinking in my head that, you know, would I still be able to act who I am, and would I still be able to be proactive and be able to protect you and everything? She goes, yes. I just answered that. I mean, it was on instinct. Mm-hmm. It was on this. I didn't even think about it, you know. But I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
It made me happy. But it's like, why did that situation happen at that particular time when I was wearing a particular thing?
Like,
I mean, but who showed me?
There's no coincidences.
Right. Out of all the times that happened when I was wearing a particular thing, at that moment, why did it happen? Why did that test come before me? You think of that. And then I see the lady. She started talking. Oh, well, he comes in every time and everything. I go, what? Oh, yeah, he comes in all the time. He tries to steal and everything. And sometimes I chase him to his home. I said, so you know the guy? Yes. So you didn't have to go chasing this guy. You know who he is. Oh, yes. And what I got really mad is none of them said thank you. Not one of them.
Yeah.
Not one of them said thank you, sir. Because I had no idea what this guy was going to do. I went in blind faith and thinking the worst, you know? But nobody said, out of those three people, none of them said thank you. Thank you, kind sir. Thanks for risking your life to help us. And then I go back to a spiritual thing, and I'm just going to leave it this way. It wasn't about those three people. Here's the brain teaser. It was about the test. You can read what I'm talking about. So it's not about those three people or the thank you. It's not about the thank you or the accolades. You're wondering all this time, would you be able to perform a certain level of instinct? And you did. That's what it was about.
Yes.
And so when people are talking,
maybe he could chime in with some
philosophy
on it.
Well, you know what I'm going to do with Mr. Solution? We got 14 minutes, and I want everybody to stay by. I'm going to give the rest of the time to Mr. Solution. He's going to be my co-host. Yes, I am. Listen, I'm going to give you the best. Listen to me.
You don't have to.
I'm going to give you.
Because I'm.
Listen to me.
I'm about to dine, but I did want to insert just one thing. You were talking, or you were speaking earlier about this guy putting the woman out. I thought you were asking me a question the way you set it up, but then you just went on. But I'll just add that if someone has any inkling of a right of residence in your home, you can't just put them out. You can put you can put out a visitor, but if a person is receiving mail or living or has any claim to residence, you can't just put them out. Now, I agree with that law in a sense. Now, I'm going to be on a show. They invited me on a show. I guess it's going to be foundational, where we're going to talk about male-female relationships. But one of the things I advise is that a man and woman should not live together, especially in this particular era, until they are very, very, very well situated with each other, which probably will never happen. So they should have separate domiciles. If I were of the sort, if I found a decent woman and she didn't have a place to stay, I would buy her a place, rent her a place, rent her a place or lease, like an extended stay or something like that, and we could visit each other. I would prefer that to never be the situation, because I want a woman to be autonomous. I don't want to have a parasitic relationship. I want to have a symbiotic relationship, all right, where we mutually work together. So I would, and that's what I'm saying that he should have done, and this is what men need to do. One thing Melissa said, which I kind of reflect on, she put it very succinctly, when she said Harvey Weinstein is being persecuted and prosecuted because he's ugly. I mean, that was just a very powerful declarative statement, and it is true. So men have to protect themselves. One thing that men are doing is they're going through surrogacy in order to have children. They're not having children with women in the normal way. They're paying to have a child, have it delivered to them, and these are young men, men under 40. They're catching on to how the system is toxic and how it favors women. And so all of this kind of dovetails into itself. He should have never moved her in. He did it on the spur of the moment. He did it too soon is what I'm saying. So if a man does want to be generous enough to house a woman, which I don't advise, she should be autonomous, standing on her own two financial feet. But if a man is so inclined, never let your dwelling place her dwelling place. It's not going to end well. We are different people today. We're not the same. Americans today are not the same people they were 50, 60 years ago. We're different. And so this is what men need to understand. If you want to house her in a separate domicile. That way, you can put her out, you know, you have to go through the process, but you can't just kick someone who's living in your house. You can't kick them out on the street. That's not right.
No.
I don't agree with that.
It's not legal.
I mean, I agree with that law that protects people in that way. You can't, and Brian, what you were saying, and maybe you were saying it without really reflecting on it, but you can't do that. You can't put a person out on the street. And I agree with that.
Well,
but buy her a separate place, domicile, and let her live there. And if you want to kick her out of there, you go through the process. But you don't have to worry about what. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's the mantra I like to pursue. Now, Brian, I know you don't like this. I hear you. Is that you sighing and going on?
No,
and
that's
bellowing?
Not
yeah.
Something in your no, that's something
him.
You're imagining.
That's some weird guy that comes in here now and then.
Yeah, he comes in
okay,
here.
Because if you said that, I was going to
we
attack
don't know who
you.
He is.
I was going to attack you ferociously.
Good job, Melissa. Good job.
You know what?
Hey, wait a minute.
I was talking about. I just want to segue into relationships because we're my
right.
point of view. I was talking to my youngest daughter in the kitchen. And we were talking about something, I don't know what it was, and I said, I'm cut from a different cloth than your age group, and I ain't that old. But then I read an article that happened to come up the next day, which was really good, is that we as mothers teach our daughters how to be in relationships and how to interact with men. It was interesting, but we do teach our daughters how to be with men.
Interesting. And what they observe, what you do, and what they observe you. And it's like, and again, I always have to say this because I don't have children. I don't know. So take what I'm saying for a grain of salt. Just take what I say for the grain. But what they observe, too, as two people living together also, they're like sponges. Whether it's happy, whether it's a good relationship, bad relationship, either or, they will observe that too, absorb that too. But you are right. They will take the mom's lead on what you're teaching them. And, you know, don't get a man like your father. Your father always, you know, you're a cheating father. Don't have a man like him.
I never, ever said anything disparaging about their dad to them or around them. If I was upset, they didn't know. If I didn't like something, they didn't know. And I almost, and this could be bad in a way, I almost made him, I put him up maybe a little too high. And they still think he does no wrong.
Maybe to them, Melissa, you're right. But maybe to you one-on-one, as peers, the guy acts like a jerk sometimes. You know what I mean?
We all do, but as a family unit, I wasn't going to let my kids know.
Right.
You know, you know what I mean? But in her case, I've seen her put men on a pedestal in her life that certainly didn't deserve it.
Wow.
So it's interesting how I've been watching, you know, kind of paying attention. And we are, if you treat your mate and their father like shit, they're going to do it. They're going to act the same way to other people. And, you know,
because that's what they know.
We have a big role as mothers to teach our kids.
You know, have a big responsibility, and you have to be accountable.
Yeah.
And more parents, single parents as well as married parents, and even if you don't agree, I mean, you could have a great relationship, but once in a while we all fight in a loud speech towards each other.
Right.
But we have to be responsible and accountable. Like, that's not us, but we are human. Let's go for a ride right now and yell it out in the car or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if you see them fighting, but also let them – Melissa, do you not agree?
Yes,
if the kids see you fighting, shouldn't you let the kids see you make up too?
That depends. But,
well, you know, I don't know. I'm not. You know what I'm saying. I'm not talking about intimacy.
I've seen her, and her oldest, and no involvement from the father. Doesn't want it. And I always, if she starts to say something about him in front of him, I stop her immediately. No. But a lot of women get mad and they do that in front of their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is absolutely the worst thing you can do to that child.
Could be. Unless the father really is a bad guy. Just because he's your father doesn't mean he's a great guy or a great role model.
You don't need to tell them that. They'll figure it out.
I think if his behavior is uncontrollable, they see it. They hear it.
Yeah.
They see it. But they don't understand it yet.
Brian, if I may chime in.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Melissa is talking about a much larger issue than you are focusing on. What she's saying is, I think now, and she can corroborate this or deny it, she's saying the bigger issue is you're setting the child up for hurt in their own lives if they see you act this way toward a major or, no, strike that, the major role model. And so you shouldn't do that because that's going to set the child up for disappointment and hurt.
I disagree 100%.
Okay, look, let 100%. Me say this. A child as a child should not be critical of their parents. A parent is actually God to a child. That's why in the Old Testament it was the death penalty for a child to be disobedient.
But you're assuming that both parents are not mentally ill. You're assuming that both parents are not having outrageous behavior. You're assuming that there's no – wait a minute. Hold on. You're assuming that there's no sexual battery going on in that relationship. You're assuming that nobody's on drugs.
That's going over the line.
It's not. I'm just saying you can't.
How I grew up was that my father used to say, and he was serious, and he wouldn't yell. He'd say when I was little, children should be seen and not heard. And he didn't really believe.
Well, that's an old
joke.
A child doesn't
have the right to judge a parent.
Stop. W.C. Fields said that. W.C. Fields said that, and it was a big joke. And it was a long-ass joke that everybody...
W.C. Fields said that.
Yeah, he did. And he said something. He said something about dogs and children, kids. He hated, W.C. Fields hated kids, by the way. He said you never.
It wasn't, he meant that, I wasn't going to argue back. I wasn't going to, because.
Okay.
He was
well,
the parent.
Well,
that
you know what? Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying that every relationship, I'm saying more and more relationship, when we enter this world with inflation and people from the pandemic and people losing jobs and people are staying home at 27 years old and don't move out when they're 19, the world has changed. We have a lot of mentally ill people out there. And a lot of people are not the basic, how I grew up, how anybody grew up, that doesn't work anymore. These are a different type of people, millennials and Gen Xers. We got a lot more single. We have a, wait, it doesn't matter. We have a lot more single people raising children.
W.C. Fields did not say that. It was a 15th century clergyman named John Merck.
Okay.
He's credited with coining the phrase, children should be seen and not heard.
Okay. Well, it's an old actor thing that went into an acting thing. I don't know who did it, but that's not the point. The point is what I'm trying to say is we got a lot of single people raising children who are children themselves. We are starting to recognize what mental illness is. I am trying to say is if your father is an asshole and an abusive person, an alcoholic, a person on drugs, and there are some out there, or not even a responsible, I'm not going that far, who's not even responsible, I don't think you should shield that behavior from your children.
I think
I don't.
Melissa, you may be speaking about a different thing, but I think Melissa was 110% right.
I know you and Melissa tend to bond and agree with each other, and she probably agrees with you on how you treat women too, which I don't. So don't.
Hold on.
So what I'm trying to, what I am trying to say to you, what I am
what
trying
I'm
to
saying
say to
is
you,
what Melissa said to her daughter was right.
Well, you know, Melissa probably agrees with you a lot of things. I don't agree with you.
No,
you
I'm talking
women.
About that. I'm talking about
no,
that
No, that is not that
thing.
Because not everything is absolute because you don't know the full. You cannot
if
say that because you don't know
absolute,
the full story. You
if
have,
everything
you
is
don't
not
know,
absolute, don't
you
state it as absolute.
You do not know
everything
the
is not
full
absolute.
Story.
Don't you state it as absolute.
I am not
See,
saying
you don't
that
get
absolute.
To state anything as absolute either if you say that's the rule.
I'm saying you guys are saying that do not put up the front and say that you don't say certain things in front of your father or your mother and everything and put your bad or put
no.
your mother in a bad light or put your father in a bad light. You should not do that. I'm saying I disagree with that.
That she corrected her daughter in correct me if I'm wrong, Melissa. She corrected her daughter in criticizing her daughter's baby's father in front of
that,
the baby.
I happen to think that's wrong.
Okay, but you're wrong.
No, I don't believe I'm wrong. Why would you correct somebody?
Okay, cite your evidence
because if you're in a relationship, it's none of your fucking business. Why would you have to correct someone in front
no,
of the kids or in front of somebody else?
She
it's
loved.
Not your place.
Wait
it's
a minute.
Not your
it was,
place.
Wait a minute. Let me repeat this. It was her daughter
go.
Whom she loves.
And what about her? What about her? She's a grown-ass woman. And if she
That's
wants to live her life that way.
What the hell are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about? By correcting a grown-ass woman about her behavior is wrong. What more can I say to you? This is who
Wait,
she
let
is.
Let me say it this way. I don't know what your damn moral compass is. But
I
got
to go. I got to go. All right, you take care, everybody. This is like our last show in a little
Bye.
Bit. Bye, Mrs.
All
Lynch.
Right, you have a good
Bye.
One. Run.
Bye. Bye.